It's definitely vintage here at Thompson Street Stadium, no question about it. And again, a very sparse crowd of about 150 is what we were told will be here. The band has made the band and the Jersey Shore cheerleaders have made the trip here as well. And when you start to look at this game, I mean, on paper, it looks like an extremely one-sided game. This is a Jersey Shore team that dominated Chicoutimi in week two, 53-0. But I think there are some big differences in this team from week two to this time of the season. And I think it's really on the defensive side of the ball. I think we saw a little bit of it last week. The Braves defense, I thought, in the first half of the game played very well, really kind of stymied Selins Grove at times on some drives, but the offense has been really sputtering.
You're exactly right, Kevin. The defense played well, and it was until the 87-yard punt return by Brett Ford that the basically the Braves were winning the battle of the offenses, because they had gotten the ball many times inside Selins Grove's territory. They even were inside the five and did not score. But after the run back by four, and then, of course, the opening kickoff to the third quarter was fumbled and gave Selins Grove a short field, and they scored again. And then things kind of picked up for the Seals offense. They started running Ahmet up the middle, and he had a pretty good second half, and the Braves just did not do very well. It's been a struggle all year long to put together four quarters of offensive football.
And it's going to be a tough one tonight, although, you know, when you look back at the end of last night's practice, the coaching staff took a moment and went back in time a little bit. Coach Kaiser shared his memories along with Coach Freeman of the Miracle on Ice team back in 1980 at the Winter Olympics, and kind of compared the odds of winning that matchup with the Soviets to what a lot of people feel the odds are of Chicoutimi beating Jersey Shore. And then Coach Hoover came back and said, well, I remember something that was in Coach Bussey's era, and then talked to Turber talked about his older brother Sean being on that team as well, and discussed a game at Chicoutimi Stadium against what I believe was the number two team in the state at that time in Loyal Sock, and Chicoutimi played them to the wire and ended up upsetting Loyal Sock. That was probably about 4, maybe 5 years ago now.
I think it was 22-20.
But again, one of those times where a Chicoutimi team was able to pull off an upset from a team that was looking past them. And right now, if I'm Jersey Shore, that would be the biggest fear I would have on the coaching staff, is that they had a week off last week with no game against Milton and maybe looking past this to playoffs next week.
Well, you know, Kevin, I'd like to think that was the case with the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, but I think that, you know, you got to...
Coach Gravish may not let that happen.
Yeah, exactly. And and the part that they did not play last week could work in such a manner that they're hungry. And you know, you're right. There's nobody in District 4 in 4A that's any better than the Bulldogs right now. So I think playing a team that you've already beat 53-0, sometimes you might have a little bit of a letdown too. But again, something deep down inside tells me that that's not going to happen.
Well, it hasn't happened the last several times that Chicoutimi and Jersey Shore have met, especially late in the season when it came to postseason play. We'll get Coach Jim Kaiser's thoughts on tonight's matchup between Jersey Shore and Chicoutimi. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
For nearly six decades, Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies has served the home health needs of Central PA with outstanding respiratory services and quality home medical equipment. We provide solutions to enhance the lives of our customers and their loved ones by helping them be safer, more comfortable, and independent at home. With offices in Williamsport, Lewisburg, Lock Haven, Wellsboro, Harrisburg, and Carlisle, there is always a nearby office to help you improve your life. Now open, our new Hubs location in the Susquehanna Valley Mall in Sealands Grove.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley and now conveniently located just off the strip at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find the legal solutions you need for your life or business. So whether your legal needs involve estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating any of the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business, contact the Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems, I'm the guy to make it dry.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
You'll see the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker-Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970. 4970.
Welcome back to Jersey Shore. Kevin Herr with Coach Jim Kaiser of the Shikellamy Braves joining us on the pregame. Coach, what is it that's different about your team this time that it was in week two?
Well, we finally, you know, established about where kids could go to. You know, I mean, last time we were just still learning where kids needed to be. And the kids have now picked up the defense. So you saw last week, I thought our defense played in a fantastic football game. I know a couple of mistakes here and there. But we're really a much better defensive football team than we were back then.
Is it a plus or a minus coming into a game with a team that has not played the week before? It's a very rare situation in high school football.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember ever having that, so it's tough for me to gauge that. But, you know, I think if, after sitting, just on Fridays when, you know, we used to have the fair days off, that always was a little bit of a mess up. But, you know, this is a really good football team. They'll be ready.
Well, in the early part of the year, we saw them in week two. They come out and do not really no huddle, but it's all signaled from the sidelines, sugar huddle type of things. Mm-hmm. And maybe for the first few series, it might have been a little bit thrown off. Now that you're expecting it, what can you change defensively to prepare for something like that, now that you know it's coming for sure?
Well, you know, we just got to be ready. We got to be set. And we've told the kids all year long, even when in camp, we wanted the kids to get up, get set. Don't wait for them. Wait, you should be ready and set to go whenever they come. And we knew that they were going to run no huddle. But, you know, like I said, I just think we're a better defense right now, and the kids are a little bit better conditioned too, I believe.
And that's what I was alluding to right there. The conditioning alone, when you get a team like that in week two, it's tough. Shortened preseason made it even tougher to get ready for this. All right, now let's look at this matchup here. One of the things that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, time in and time out, has been the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you the same question I did last week. Five guys, do you have two of them that have played two games together yet?
No, still not. But we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to try and help the offensive linemen out a little bit. We're going to throw in a little bit different offense. You'll see this week. You know, I don't want to tip anything off, but it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to try and get our speed and use our speed a little bit more.
The one thing that I've noticed over the last couple of weeks is you've been running a lot of the waggle, trying to get the Balestrini outside the pocket, but it's been really hard because those ends have been coming in really, really hard. You're playing a 5-2 defense here, a glorified 5-2 defense. Yeah. How does that change up how you scheme a waggle?
Well, yeah, we take it out. We run something else. Playing them before, we've got a little bit of, a better scouting report on them, too, offensively, what we can do. Like I said, Coach Kuhn and I this week, we sat down and we really changed some of the things we're going to do to try and take advantage of that. But, we'll see if it works or not.
Well, you had mentioned the defensive side of the ball, and that the linebackers are really starting to, especially your Will, your Sam, and your Mike linebackers, are really starting to feel comfortable in that. Let's talk about their growth over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, my gosh, it's been amazing. You know, Duncan picked it up right off the bat. He had it from the get-go. That's why he has 60 tackles this season. But the last couple of weeks, we moved Colton Semko to the dog position, which has been outstanding. He's had like 15 tackles the last two games. He's played done a great job setting the edge for us, which gives our backers the freedom to be able to make those runs. Luke Snyder just came back from an injury. He's improved the defense, just his speed and his toughness and his downhill style. Gage Wolf has really bought into it. Now he's coming down like we expected him to come down, and he's making those plays in the backside. So, you know, and Davis has been doing a good job on the other edge. So, you know, when you got those guys all playing together, and it, again, another one, excuse me, was moving Isaac Schaefer Knight down inside. He's a bear to block, so now that gives a little bit more free run with our backers.
You're playing a team that runs a lot of motion. There's a lot of movement here. It's all about being disciplined defensively and knowing the man that you need to be covering. Mm-hmm. And I think Jersey Shore has been able to take advantage of those little quick dink and dumps with those guys coming out of the backfield. How do you defense that?
Well, we've worked on our eye discipline a lot this week. I think last time we played them, and you know, it's been difficult for some of these guys. They don't have good discipline with their eyes. They've been reading receivers when we're in zone when they should be sinking and having their eyes on the quarterback. And so we really worked a lot with eye discipline this week and who you have in each zone. So I think that will help us in that respect.
Coach, good luck tonight. Thanks for time.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service repair installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even R for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours. McCreary's HVAC Inc.com.
Better call McCreary's.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys.
Oh, I hate this line. I'm going to be late for work. I just want a cup of good coffee. And I don't have all day to sit here waiting.
Well, good news for you. You soon can get fresh roasted coffee and treats at Route 11 Coffee and Cream on the Danville Highway. It's going to be the funnest, funkiest coffee shop in the valley with a drive-thru that serves you friendly and fast. It's happening later this month, so go to their Facebook page now for updates. Route 11 Coffee and Cream. On, you know, Route 11, of course. In between Norrie and Danville. Coming to you soon.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
My 84 Corvette is my shrine. I'm super picky about how it looks, and I don't really trust just anyone to shine it up and clean it the way I want until I found Hoopy's Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing is in Sunbury, and Mike, the owner, he treated my car as if it was his own. He was so cautious and I think as much of a perfectionist as I am. It's shiny, spotless. He even took care of some paint correction from a summer storm. Get a full detail. That's wash, wax, and interior or exterior only, or any detailing. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing. Race Street, Sunbury. That's H-O-O-P-I-E-S. Hoopy's Detailing on Facebook, too.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
Back at Thompson Street Stadium here in Jersey Shore, Kevin Hur along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Starting lineups for the 4-0 Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Brandon Weary will be the quarterback. He's a 6'185 senior. Last time out went an impressive 12 of 18, 186 yards and 3 touchdowns. Cam Allison had a just under 100-yard game last time these two teams met for the 5'10, 188 senior. The tailback went 19 carries, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Hayden Packer is the fullback, the sophomore, a 5'10, 190-pounder, 40 yards on 9 carries and 2 touchdowns in week 2. The receivers will be Cooper Peacock, a 5'10, 175 senior, 1 touchdown on the year, averaging 12 yards a grab. Owen Anderson, who surprisingly did not have a catch in the game 1 against the Braves, the 6'178 senior leads the team with 11 catches, 170 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Dalton Dugan, a 6'180 senior at wide receiver, along with Caden Hess, a 6'2", 193 junior. Hess had an impressive game last time out, 8 catches, 106 yards, and 2 touchdowns, including a long of 44. The 6'2", 190 junior at tight end is Connor Davis, and then across the front at the tackle positions, it'll be Preston Wool, the 6'1", 265 senior, Colin Samar, a 5'11", 205 senior. The guards will be Joe Lorson, 6'1", 220 junior, along with Lee Springman, a 6'2", 235 senior. Caden Smith is a 6'1", 225 senior as the center. Cam Allison's a kicker. Allison, 1-for-1 in field goals with a 29-yarder, is 13 of 23 in point after touchdown conversions. Owen Anderson is the punter, averaging 33 yards a punt and a long of 44. Defensively for the 1-4 Braves, it'll be Jaden McCormick, possibly a defensive tackle, although we did not see him suited up, so we might see Jared Oakes in that spot, the 6'2", 235 senior. Isaac Schaefer Knights is the nose guard, 5'10", 170 junior. Leading the team in tackles for a loss is Curtis Raker, a 5'9", 230 junior. The five linebackers, the dogs, will be Davis Marshall, a 6'4", 190-pound senior with 30 tackles and an interception. Ethan Turber Ortiz, a 5'10", 195 sophomore, will also trade some time out. Colton Simcoe will likely get the start at dog. He is tied for 2 fumble recoveries. That's the team lead for the 5'10", 160 junior. Gage Wolf is the Will linebacker, a 5'10", 170 junior. Luke Snyder, the Sam linebacker, a 5'9", 165 freshman. And leading the team at the Mike linebacker position, Duncan Weir, the 6'1", 180 senior, 60 tackles, by far leading the team in tackles, also has 2 sacks and a forced fumble. The corners will be Connor Fitzgerald, the 6'1", 170 senior, along with John Pfeiffer, a 6'1", 165 junior. Drew Balestrini, the 6'1", 155 senior, will be the safety. Offensively for the Braves, Drew Balestrini at quarterback. Balestrini, 24 of 87, 5 interceptions, 2 touchdowns, 339 yards. Did have an interception last time out and was only 2 of 16 against Jersey Shore in that last affair. Gage Wolf is the running back, the 5'10", 170 junior, averaging 4 yards a carry, along with Isaac Schaefer-Knights and Colton Simcoe. Davis Marshall is the wide receiver. Connor Fitzgerald, the tight end. John Pfeiffer is the other wide receiver. John Gittins will be the kicker. He's 0 for 3 in field goals, has one blocked. He is 4 for 5 in point after touchdowns. Across the front, Jared Oaks will be at left tackle, the 6'2", 235 senior. Robbie Heller at guard, a 5'11", 195 senior. Alex Geiser is the center, a 5'11", 205 junior, along with Trent Schrader at right guard, back at right guard for the 5'10", 207 sophomore. Curtis Raker, the right tackle. Across the front for the undefeated Bulldog defense, Dalton Dugan leading the team in tackles for a loss with 6 and 4 sacks, 6 foot 180 senior. Quincy Myers will also be a defensive end, along with Ben Webb, Lee Springman, and Colin Samar. The linebackers will be Gabe Packer and Hayden Packer. Hayden Packer, a 5'10", 190 sophomore. Cooper Peacock is the corner, along with Caden Hess. Cam Allison and Owen Anderson will be the safeties. The Jersey Shore Bulldogs have made their appearance. The Braves have come out as well. Kickoff is on the way next. This is Shikellamy Football on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
In store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. With never-before-seen incentives, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals the other guys won't.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs, everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
You're invited to the first annual Aaron's Trunk or Treat on October 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. in the parking lot at 1102 North High Street, Sealandsgrove. It'll provide a fun, safe environment for parents or guardians to bring children in costumes to trick-or-treat and enjoy the fun of the holiday. When you arrive, be sure to sign up at the registration table for some great door prizes and up to $50 off a new agreement. Aaron's is offering 6 months same as cash and free setup and delivery. Visit Aaron's showroom the whole month of October for great clearance sales and new merchandise coming in weekly. Aaron's in Sealandsgrove, we are easy, beautiful, and affordable. Stop by today.
Wow, what a year, huh? Life has changed for everybody, but what if this was a year that really changed your life for the better? It can be, and it begins at Lackawanna College Sunbury Center. We can help you get the education you need for the future you want right here close to home. At Lackawanna, you can choose from a variety of degree programs and fields where your skills will be in demand. An associate degree, or pursue your bachelor's. Lackawanna is the smart place to start. They say hindsight is 20/20. Look back on 2020 as the year you made it happen. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
This part of today's game is brought to you by Diversified Construction. Hey, whose turn is it to make the popcorn? When I was a kid, it was always my turn. First, I shook the hot oil pan until the corn popped, and later I used a hot air popper. Now I'm back popping in a hot oil pan because the butter and salt sticks to the popcorn better. Hopefully you're having a good time snacking with family while listening to today's game. Quality family time is what life is all about. We'll be back later in the broadcast to tell you about what we do here at Diversified Construction.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
That's the Jersey Shore Marching Band, socially distancing, playing our national anthem as we get ready to start things off here at Thompson Street Stadium. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Shikellamy Jersey Shore getting ready for kickoff as we finish off the pregame festivities, running a little bit longer than normal here tonight. Braves will be in their all-white uniforms with the blue stripe down the side, the maroon trim, navy blue numerals, and the maroon shading on those numerals. Jersey Shore will be in their black pants with orange stripe, all orange jerseys with black numerals and white outline, and the JS on the all-orange helmet. Shikellamy, of course, in their new maroon helmet with the Shikellamy, Chief Shikellamy logo and insignia on the top. Shikellamy Jersey Shore coming into tonight's game. Jersey Shore 4-0, did not play a week ago against the Milton Black Panthers. They took that week off due to an illness on the Milton side of things. Shikellamy lost to Selins Grove in a game that was very tight for the first 24 minutes. But it seemed to change right about the time the opening kick in the second half, where it bounces off of the Shikellamy return man's chest pad and then off the knee and then right into a Selins Grove player's hands. And it all kind of went downhill from there for the now 1-4 Braves. This might be one of the longest alma maters I think I've ever heard.
Well, they did. It's like with the national anthem, instead of doing both verses, all right, they only do one. This time they did two, all right, so.
Kevin Hur along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. I'll tell you what, Coach Freeman's already wound up here tonight. That's a good thing he's at the other end of the booth. That's the only thing I have to say.
I'm sure we'll hear him.
So it is a one of those nights tonight where everybody is trying to do their best at social distancing, and in the stands, definitely doing that here tonight. A very sparse crowd. If you're just joining us, about 150 is about all that they have let in. Shikellamy fans are very, very sparse. There weren't many tickets at all for Braves fans to grab a hold of.
And I'll bet that some of the parents probably decided they could listen or watch at home and not make the trek up here too, Kevin.
Well, we are very happy to be your ticket to the game tonight as John Gittin sets up at the 45-yard line on the near hash as we view things here, and the Braves will kick things off right to left. Anderson is back deep. Joining him back there is Allison, and it is a squib kick taken right about the 30-yard line to the 35 to the 40. And then Pfeiffer will be one of the guys in on the tackle at the 40-yard line, as taking it for Jersey Shore was Cooper Peacock, one of the up men.
Robbie Heller also in the tackle. Kevin, he caught the ball with his foot, with his knee on the ground, and the official never, it should have been
wow.
dead. It should have been dead back 20 yards ago. And
you can hear the coaching staff talking
about
it.
Yeah, well, no, I'm telling you right now, he was down.
Well, the officials did not agree,
well,
and they're going to go I formation. I hate to say it, but I've seen it before here at Jersey Shore. Pitch to the outside to Allison. Allison's got the corner to the 45. Now he makes a man miss at the 50. Uses a blocker to get into Shikellamy territory at the 46-yard line. First and 10 on the gain of 16.
A run out of bounds that time by Duncan Weir. Actually, Duncan got a shoulder into him and knocked him out of bounds. But nice gain. They got the corner, Kevin. They got the outside backer logged inside. And after that, it was a good run.
Inside to the man in motion. It's going to come to the near side. And a run to the near side for Dalton Dugan. Dugan, who actually, I don't have him as a carry all year. That might be his first one. Yeah. It was good for 7.
Tackle by Duncan Weir from inside linebacker. And Davis Marshall from his outside backer position.
Quickly right to the line of scrimmage and the handoff. Right side, plenty of running room on the right side for Allison. Allison has the first down across the 35 to the 34-yard line.
Duncan Weir on the tackle. Again, Kevin, they're kicking out the outside backer. That time they kicked Davis Marshall out, and they ran inside of him, and Duncan Weir can't get to him until he's about 3 or 4 yards down the field.
Under center again is Weary with back split. Man in motion, that's Dugan coming this near side. Fake the pitch, inside handoff to Packer. Packer is snuffed right at the line of scrimmage. He goes nowhere.
Well, again, middle linebacker Duncan Weir read the counter play very well, stepped in, got his shoulder into him along with number 23 in there. That would have been the freshman
Luke Snyder.
Luke Snyder, okay, also, Kevin.
Man in motion is Hess to the far side of the field. I formation pitch to Allison. Allison will be tripped up, and a nice job of reaching a hand out there to grab him by the linebacker, Colton Simcoe. He's the dog on that right side, and he did his job.
That time Simcoe did not get logged in, Kevin, and made him cut up inside, and then came off the block and got a shoulder into him.
Gain of two, third down now, and an offset. Rolling out to the near side is Weary. Weary passes. It is going to be short of the first down. Caught there by Hess, but immediately tackled by Balestrini.
Flag on the
And
flag.
There is a flag. It's going to be a hold against Jersey Shore, and we'll see if Shikellamy sends him back.
They're going to take that one, Kevin.
They will.
You don't want, that fourth and short yardage, especially.
It's no man's land area.
Exactly. They're not going to punt the ball, and Jersey Shore very capable of getting a couple of yards on fourth down.
Yeah, it's at the 26-yard line. Now the flag comes back to the 34-yard line, so that's going to march it back to about the 44-yard line. And bear with me, you think I normally have trouble with yard markers. The yard numbers on the field are very faded, no hash marks, and they're very small.
It's
a tough night tonight to see the numbers.
It's a long night ahead of you, Kevin. Boy, they got a bunch out here, Kevin.
It's a diamond formation to the near side, and the Braves are short a receiver or a defender. Now they're going to shift three guys to the far side, move Allison back to the running back slot. Direct snap goes to Weary. Pressure coming. Weary is going to be dropped and sacked at the 49-yard line.
Ball's loose, Kevin.
And Shikellamy did have an opportunity to pick up that loose ball at the 50, but they did not, and it is going to be a loss of 5 on the sack.
Well, a little bit of Jersey Shore's own medicine on defense. They brought a lot of people that time. Gage Wolf is the one that forced the fumble and came up with the tackle, but there was a lot of pressure on the quarterback that time. Good coverage downfield, Kevin, because he had a little bit of time to throw, but the Braves picked it up and sacked him. We're going to see a punt, something we didn't see very much.
Yes.
Down at Shikellamy when Jersey Shore was here.
Oh, Al Anderson got a high snap, gets a good one away. Pfeiffer waved for a fair catch, and he got interfered with. And the Jersey Shore Bulldogs have hopped on the ball. He called for a fair catch, and the officials didn't recognize it.
That's unbelievable. That is
he
unbelievable.
He waved his arm clearly.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
He had a fair catch, and they ran right into him. And now Jersey Shore is going to benefit from the officials' mistakes.
That is a big error.
These guys better wake up,
in
Kevin.
The stripes.
That's two of them now that they've basically blown. They really have, Kevin.
It was a line drive punt, so Pfeiffer didn't have a whole lot of time to get a hand up there and wave, but it was pretty obvious to me that he called a fair catch.
They gave the ball to Shikellamy. They did.
It should be.
Yeah.
So Shikellamy's offense does come out on the field, but they get it at the 10-yard line. Not quite sure how that happened.
Maybe they recovered the fumble, Kevin.
Well, that could be, but it's still not the right call. Either way. Here's the handoff coming to the near side. It will be Simcoe, and Simcoe is strung out, and he will get back to the 10-yard line, and that's going to be about it as coming up with the ball, coming up with the tackle is Caden Hess.
Caden Hess from his corner spot came up and made the tackle. No gain at all, Kevin.
Braves lost about 7 yards on what appeared to be a fair catch, but I think you're right. I think the officials gave him the ball afterwards.
I jumped to a conclusion. I thought Jersey Shore had recovered that.
Well, Jersey Shore's offense started to come out on the field, to be honest with you, Chief.
Yes, they did.
Balestrini in the shotgun. He's going to give it to the man in motion coming across to Schaefer Knights, and there is nothing there. Absolutely nothing is coming up there quickly to make the play is Dalton Dugan from his defensive end spot.
And number 40 from, I don't have a 40, 44, Kevin.
That's going to be Hayden Packer, the linebacker.
From his linebacker position, too. And 43 was also there, Gabe Packer. Although you did say Gabe Packer, didn't you?
Well, no, I said Dalton Dugan as well. So.
Okay. Well, there were a lot of orange jerseys.
There's a lot of orange
jersey
there. Yeah. Third and 13 now from the 8-yard line after the loss of about two or three. Braves are going to go shotgun sidecar right, double wing, sending one of those wings in motion. That's Schaefer Knights. Back to pass. Balestrini pump fakes, and he's sacked at the two-yard line.
It's the same story as last week, Kevin. He never has any time to throw the ball.
He wanted to go to the quick slant, and it appeared he was looking at Gage Wolf, but Wolf was well covered, and he had to bring it down. And the sack will be given to Connor Davis, the junior.
I thought John Pfeiffer on his side was open, Kevin, on that particular play.
So the Braves will punt the ball with the heels of Gittens on the goal line, on the end line. Jersey Shore almost jumping offside. Good snap. They'll bring pressure. He'll get it away. And there was a lot of pressure there. It is taken at the 30-yard line to the left side by number 23. That's going to be... It's going to be Dugan. They have a couple of changes on the punter, on the punt returning, and Dugan is going to get it to about the 21-yard line, a gain of about 9 on that punt return.
Luke Snyder with the tackle. It looked like Dugan was going to get outside, and nice angle by Snyder, and he came up and made the tackle, grabbed his legs, and pulled him down.
Good job by Gittens of getting that one away. He had three guys in the backfield.
It was a good punt, too, yeah. Kevin. It was a nice high punt.
Weary now under center right away, ready to go. Long count. He'll roll out to the near side. Flags are going to fly, and they're going to say there's movement. So this one isn't even going to go, even though it is a touchdown pass into the corner of the end zone, completed to Hess. But that's coming back for a 5-yard penalty against the Bulldogs. And that is
motion.
A false start against
motion.
Jersey Shore. You can hear one thing they do have here, though, at Thompson Street Stadium is they use a referee wireless mic into the PA system. So that's a nice addition.
You know, Kevin, that time they came with double tight end, two backs along with a quarterback and just one wide receiver, and they went for the touchdown pass.
Scoreless first quarter. They hand off to the man in motion to the near side, and that's going to be number 25. And that's going to be Quincy Myers. And Myers will get about a 15-yard gain. He's really close to that first down marker, Chief.
Yeah, Fitzgerald along with Gabe Wolf and Davis Marshall in on the tackle. But that's a lot of yardage, 9 yards on your first play. It's just a sweep. Well, I guess you call it a jet sweep, don't you, Kevin?
You could call it that.
It's an inside handoff.
You could call it that. Now, under center is Weary, and Weary will take it. No, actually, he's going to give it off for about a 3-yard gain. And I'm trying to see who actually got the carry. I mean, he was piled up underneath there rather quickly. Yeah. Actually, it looked like the fullback, Hayden Packard.
Wolf and Snyder in on the tackle, Kevin.
Don't forget, we're going to be watching the Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week coming up tonight. Stretch to the near side, far side is Allison. Allison got to the corner and inside the 5. They'll spot him at the 4-yard line for a gain of 3.
They had a great angle on him. John Pfeiffer came up, and I thought he was going to get him in the backfield, but a little bit of an inside movement around Pfeiffer he went.
Central Mountain Sealands Grove is our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. 6:31 to go, scoreless first quarter, Jersey Shore in the red zone, ball on the ground. Weary has to pick it up. Weary's going to be snowed under as he gets almost back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be a loss of about a yard.
I think he's going to be back farther than that, Kevin. Originally, I thought he was going to lose about 5
yards.
He
lost about 2.
But he did his best Drew Balestrini imitation by spinning around in there and picked up a couple of yards.
Third down and 5 at the about 8-yard line now.
It's third and goal, isn't it, from the 5? Because they're
actually, you're right, it is third and goal.
Yeah,
I don't think they can get a first down. Here's a pitch to the near side. Weary, pump fake, fires it incomplete, and a very late flag from the opposite side of the field where there are no players, it's an illegal man downfield against Jersey Shore.
The only thing that could be would be you have got a lineman downfield.
And that's exactly what it is, ineligible receiver downfield, and that will most likely bring a decline. We'll see if Coach Kaiser does indeed decline, and he does.
So now, touchdown or field goal, Kevin?
Well,
I have a feeling that
Allison has a long of 29, and it looks like the kicking unit is coming in. Maybe not. We'll see. Yep, it is going to be as Weary comes out. The holder is supposed to be Packer, but I think
24 is going to hold
the
ball.
Yeah, they changed that now. It's going to be Caden Hess. And kicking this one is Allison from the far hash mark. He's going to set up at about the 15. This will be a 25-yard attempt from the far hash. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is drifting to the left, and it is no good. Outside the left upright, and the Braves defense hold on a fourth down and eight. And with 5:51 to go here in the first quarter and still scoreless.
Two positives. Forced a punt. And when Jersey Shore had first and goal from the four-yard line, the Braves held. And the field goal was no good. So good start. Kevin, a lot better than down at Shikellamy a couple of weeks ago.
That drive started at the Shikellamy 21-yard line. Braves will have it at their own 20 now. Might actually be their best field position of the game.
Second time they've had the ball. I think they were on the 10 the first time they had
that. They were indeed.
We got some cracking going on there, Kevin.
Yeah, well, it's that kind of year.
Yeah.
That time of year. Now in the Wildcat formation is Weir, and Weir will run it and immediately be tackled by number 51, Ben Webb. He might – no, actually, I don't think he got to the line of scrimmage.
The Braves – Kevin, I watched the line, and it's just they're again the surge by the defensive line, and the filling by the linebackers for Jersey Shore has just been too much.
We'll take a look at the Alexander Family Dealerships out of town scoreboard here in a moment when we have the opportunity. Don't have too many of them when Jersey Shore has the ball. Now, again, it'll be Weir at the quarterback slot. He'll give it to Balestrini. Balestrini on the end around. He'll get up the field to about the 20 to the 22. 1 yard line. It'll be a gain of three, bring up a third down and eight.
Kevin, you talked about the field and what shape it was in. That time it looked like Drew, as he took the handoff, was doing a little bit of spinning, trying to get his good footing on that.
Only score we have so far tonight is Montgomery 7, Wyalusing nothing on the Alexander Family Dealership out of town scoreboard. Third down and eight now for Shikellamy with 4:40 to go here in a scoreless first quarter. Braves second possession of the game. This time it's going to be Balestrini under center. He's going to come out to the near side, step up, fire down the middle of the field, and overthrew his intended receiver, tight end Connor Fitzgerald. But good coverage there by Jersey Shore.
Yeah, he was double covered by a corner and also by a linebacker. And that time the Braves line got a pocket for Drew, and he was able to actually step up and deliver that pass. So John Gittin's in to do what he does every week for us. Get us out of being deep in our own territory.
Averaging 32 yards a punt, has a long of 58 on the year. Two back deep at their own 45-yard line for Jersey Shore. Good snap, lots of time, and he gets a good one. Oh, it just didn't quite turn over. Taken at about the 47, coming to the near side with it at the 47 is Dugan. Dugan to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, spun down by Fitzgerald at the 38-yard line. And again, good field position for the Bulldog.
Well, Fitzgerald had a hold of him, and also, number 23, Luke Snyder, in to help him tackle.
It's kind of reminiscent of last week, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very much so, Kevin.
And getting up slowly and getting help is Gage Wolf.
Gage Wolf and Fitzgerald are two guys that are always down. They're the two that release and down first on the scene on the punt coverage. And I think Gage got hit pretty good there.
Play action, Weary back to pass, looking to the outside, has a man wide open, and he makes the catch as Owen Anderson down the sidelines in for six.
Well, you're not kidding. He was wide open. The corner over there, John Pfeiffer, was inside, and he didn't see him till the very last minute. And great pass. Great pass by the quarterback.
So with 4:09 remaining in the first quarter, Owen Anderson with a 37-yard TD reception. Extra point coming up.
You know, I've had a feeling that Jersey Shore was a little tired of not scoring, and they weren't going to be patient. All right, so they went for the bomb the last time, and they got a penalty. This time they went, and they made it.
And the extra point drifts to the left upright, but stays in the left upright this time and is good. So with 4:09 remaining here in the first quarter play, Jersey Shore strikes first blood, 7-0 over Shikellamy.
Well, the Braves defense, they're on the field all the time. I mean, you know, both times Jersey Shore has had a possession, they've had it for a couple of first downs, And the Braves have been four and out both times they've had a possession.
Well, that was a one-play drive that went right into the end zone as soon as it was touched. 37 yards is the official. Actually, you're going to make it 38 yards for the touchdown on that one-play drive. That could very well be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll have that coming up for you in the postgame. As ready to kick the ball away is Cooper Peacock. No, I'm going to correct that. That is going to be Allison. Thought it was two for a minute there. Back deep for Shikellamy will be Chase Morgan and John Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer averaging 22 yards a return on his six returns. Morgan, five returns for 19 yards and a long of 29. And from the far hash mark, a line drive wobbler hits, bounces around, and Pfeiffer picks it up at the 15 to the 20 to the 25 and drags a tackler stretching to the 27, almost the 30-yard line as he was dragging, I think it was Owen Anderson down there on the ground.
Yeah, 44 Hayden Packer was also in on that too, Kevin.
So the Braves will have the ball now, best field position of the day at the 26-yard line.
They need to get something going, Kevin. I guess that's an understatement with the offense. So far, Jersey Shore's defense has played exactly like we expected them to play.
And they're going to have to call a timeout. I think they're short a player. They are short a player, so the timeout now coming, and Coach Kaiser not happy about that whatsoever. So the Braves will take a timeout here with 4:01 remaining in that first quarter of play, trailing it by a score of 7-0 to the Jersey Shore Bulldogs.
Jared Oakes was over getting an equipment adjustment, and they didn't realize it, and he was the missing player at tackle. Once in a while that happens, a little bit of miscommunication, but, you know, Jared, you know, you can't go out there without your equipment in the right.
Well, that's a penalty. Yeah, that's a penalty as well if you don't have the equipment set up right.
The trainer from Shikellamy checking out Wolfie down here. Looks like he's okay, Kevin.
We're on the sidelines this time as in a quarterback again is Balestrini. Balestrini sends a man in motion, a handoff over to the near side. Not much running room at all. Looked like that was might have been Simcoe on the carry.
At the bottom of the pile again is number 44, Hayden Packer. I mean, they do such a nice job of holding up the offensive lineman for Shikellamy. The linebackers just step into where the ball carrier is coming and make the tackle.
3 minutes, 39 seconds to go. 7-0 Jersey Shore. Braves will bring Weir in the game now. He'll come in for Schaefer Knights. Now we'll see if they go back into that formation that is a Wildcat-esque formation. And it looks like no one's going to be standard as Balestrini now in the shotgun with four receivers. Man-to-man coverage on the outside receivers. Man in motion, it's going to be Weir. Play fake to Weir, Balestrini slips, makes the corner anyway. Has a blocker in front down the sideline. A late flag at the 30-yard line as Balestrini goes out of bounds at the 45, but this one's coming back.
It's going to be a hold, Kevin, on the corner.
That's probably how he got the edge, yep. And it is.
They even gave the number of the player, Kevin. I didn't think they did that in high school.
That's extremely rare.
That was a nice play, Kevin. They brought everything to the left. You know, the man in motion faked the hand off to him, and then Balestrini went back to the right, and he picked up some good yardage and actually got a first down.
So that's going to march it all the way back down to the, looks like the 16-yard line. About 16-yard line.
Sorry, Kevin, I got to start watching for you.
Well, it's
buddy.
Tough to see, and the scoreboard was a little bit behind. Balestrini with a high snap, back to pass. He has to throw it in the dirt as he had no time at all. Simcoe was there for the screen, but, boy, Simcoe was not ready to catch that one at all, and
well,
Balestrini just threw a bullet into the dirt.
Kevin, there were two linebackers there, numbers 20 and 25, just sitting all over Simcoe in that screen position, and that would have been Quincy Myers along with number, I don't have a 20, I'm sorry, I have a 25, but I don't have a 20.
And I don't either. So with 3:02 to go, the clock stopped on the 3rd and 21 from the Shikellamy 17.
Unless it was 40, but I don't get my twos and fours mixed up most of the time.
No, you're pretty good with that. Balestrini, four receivers in the shotgun, has the rollout, and he is drugged down by the jersey. Spun around in 360 fashion by 25. Number 25. That's Quincy Myers for the sack.
And that, again, Quincy Myers comes from his defensive end position. You know, the one thing about the defensive ends in this Jersey Shore defense is nobody can stop them.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically they get their keys to run. They let them go, and that time Balestrini had no chance at all.
Getting his third punt of the game, and this one's going to give Jersey Shore field position once again. They have played this entire game in Shikellamy territory. Getting got a nice one off that time. And that one's going to send it all the way back to the 45-yard line, coming to the 40-yard line is the return man. That's going to be number 25, Quincy Meyer. Nope, scratch that, make it 15, Owen Anderson.
And Connor Fitzgerald again on the open field tackle. That was a solo tackle that time. Good to see Gage Wolf back in there, too. He turned him inside, and Connor Fitzgerald made the tackle.
This is the fourth straight possession for Jersey Shore that has started in Shikellamy territory. In the shotgun now is going to be Weary, the quarterback. Calls for the ball, hands it off now, gives it to Allison. Allison over to the left side. And a lot of extracurricular activity going on there at the end of that play. Looked like a gain of maybe two, but then a lot of wrestling afterwards.
It looked like he almost tripped, but I didn't see anybody get a hand on him that time. It was a inside handoff.
Here comes the handoff to Anderson,
moving.
And I think that was going to be the play there, and you're right, everybody was moving on that one. This will be the third penalty on Jersey Shore here in this first half of play, first quarter of play, with a minute 44 remaining in that quarter.
I think everybody did what they were supposed to do except the center. He forgot to snap the ball.
I hate when that happens.
I know.
So the center thought it was on two, and everybody else thought it was on one.
Yeah.
I got you. Weary, the quarterback, now on a second down and 13 from the 41-yard line. Here's the wide receiver screen, left side. It is complete to Dugan. Dugan across the 35, down to the 30-yard line, and very close to a first down. This could be a gain of about 12 if he doesn't get the first down itself to the 30-yard line.
Pfeiffer, Simcoe, and Weir, all right, out there around the place of the tackle.
So third down and two. From the 30-yard line, direct snap, handoff goes to the man in motion. That's Anderson. Anderson's got the corner. He's got the first down and then runs out of real estate as Weir and Fitzgerald get together to bring him down, but not before a gain of about five inside the 25 to the 23-yard line.
The Braves just having a lot of trouble getting penetration to stop that from allowing him to get to the corner. They string it out, but they just haven't been able to get hands on him before he can get to the corner.
Shotgun for Weary again. He takes the pump fake, goes out to the left side. They complete it again out there.
Oh, nice
It's
play.
Going to Dalton Dugan, and Dugan is snowed under immediately, as Chief said. A very nice play out there. Was that Snyder again on the tackle?
No, that's Simcoe. Colton Simcoe. Nice open field tackle, Kevin.
Second down and nine after a gain of about one under 30 remaining here in a 7-0 Jersey Shore lead. Weary now rolling out, looking for Anderson. Has to go a little bit deeper. Overthrew his intended receiver, Hess, who took a shot in the midsection by Balestrini.
You know, even though he didn't have the ball, it was high pass, it's always good to get a body on that receiver just to let him know you're there.
And he did.
And Drew Balestrini will do that. He really will, Kevin.
Third down and nine in a huge third down. I would guess this is four down territory, though.
I would think so.
Shotgun formation for Weary. He'll swap Allison to the far side of the field.
Oh.
Ball was a worm burner. Weary still can't get it. Now he's got room to run on the near side. Can he get to the corner? He is tripped up and tackled immediately there by the dog on the outside, Davis Marshall.
Nice job by Davis again. And, you know, I really like Gage Wolf was coming from his inside backer spot, and so was Oaksy. Oaksy came out from the defensive tackle position. So it was really good coverage by the Braves defense.
Jersey Shore will have time to think about this fourth down and 13 when we return. Chicopee football on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone, by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
Jersey Shore will have a fourth down and 13 from the 25-yard line of Chickalamy to start this second quarter play, and they are in a five wide receiver set. Man-to-man coverage on the near side. Now they're going to swap two receivers to the near side, make it trips near side, moving right to left. Direct snap goes to Weary. Weary back to pass, fires down the middle of the field. It is...
no good.
Incomplete. Yeah. Sliding catch attempted to be made by Caden Hess, and I was waiting for an official to come in, and neither official I could see could signal it.
John Pfeiffer was outside, but he helped to make it a little bit more complicated. That time I was pointing to those two because that's where I thought they were going to go. They had 24 lined up on John Pfeiffer. And again, the Braves stop the Jersey Shore Bulldogs.
Turnover on downs.
Good defense, turnover on downs. Exactly, Kevin.
Chickalamy's offense trying to get things going. They only trail it by a 7-0 score. Under center now is Balestrini with back split behind him. Showing blitz, Jersey Shore. Pumped, moved a little bit, then went back and reset. Handoff coming to the near side into the hands, I believe, of Simcoe. Nope, I'm going to correct that. That's Gage Wolf.
Gage Wolf, number 25 again. We've been calling Quincy Myers' name quite a bit here on the tackle. Positive yardage, Kevin.
Indeed. We'll take a look at that Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. That is Central Mountain and Selins Grove. And Selins Grove leads it in the second by a score of 6-0. Central Mountain already locking up a district playoff spot. They're in six, right?
District six, yeah. Yes, they are, Kevin.
It'll be Pfeiffer to the near side. Now coming in motion is Schaefer Knights. Balestrini rolling out to the near side. Fires it to Schaefer Knights. A little bit behind him, but that ball was Mach 2 with its hair on fire.
Kevin, I'm not a quarterback. It's more of a touch pass. That's a waggle play, the wing tee, as he rolled out to the right. He's got the halfback coming about 4 or 5 yards crossing, and it's just he was open. He just got to be more of a touch pass, not a
it
bullet.
It was zipped.
Yeah, and the other thing was it was on his hip. So you're right, it was a little behind him.
So it'll be Marshall to the near side on 3rd and 8 from the 27. Balestrini will go under center, it appears, as Schaefer Knights is the wing to the far side. On the far hash mark, moving left to right. Balestrini, 5-step drop, looking for Marshall. Lays it up for Marshall. Marshall's got a position and couldn't hang on to it. Cooper Peacock gave him the inside spot. And, boy, if that ball was thrown just a whisker shorter, that was a big completion.
Pretty good defense by Peacock, though, Kevin.
He did
a nice job of giving Davis Marshall plenty of room.
What surprised me was that he allowed Marshall to adjust, though, to the inside. If he pushes him to the outside, there's no way that's completed. It might actually be picked off.
I was expecting it to get picked off. You're right. It's just a one-man pattern, fly pattern. You can do a little play option or play action and let the ball fly.
Let the chips lie where they may. Is that how it goes?
I guess I don't know what they're.
Whose chips?
Well, I like Middlesworth.
Probably a good choice.
I haven't met a chip I didn't like, to be honest with you, Kevin.
I'm with you there. Gittens with the punt from his own 15-yard line, and it will hit at about the 50, take a Shikellamy roll to the 45-yard line, and will roll quietly to the 45.
It's almost like John that time decided he was going to punt it to the bench, the Shikellamy's side of the football field, and he got it there, and it wasn't a bad punt. It was not as far as some that he's drilled so far tonight, but there was no return, and that helps out a lot, too.
No return, indeed.
Let's see if the Jersey Shore offense is patient here or tries to go deep again on first down.
Well, Weary will come out with an I formation at the 45 on the near hash mark, moving right to left. Sends a man in motion. That's Dugan. Here's the pitch to Allison. Allison gets inside and turns the corner at the 50 and is smacked down at the 50. Fitzgerald there on the tackle, as well as Balestrini and Weir.
Again, Davis Marshall's got to turn that in a little bit better, all right?
He's got to get a little deeper.
Yeah,
he's got to get a little deeper and let him turn that in earlier instead of later.
Coming back this way, Kevin.
We'll see. It's going to go to the right side to Allison. Allison finds a hole across the 50 to the 40 to the 35 and bounced off his feet at the 34-yard line.
Kevin, that time Allison, he had a lot of time, all right, to get those legs going because there was nothing that it was going to run into him until he got 5 or 6 yards downfield.
17-yard gain on that one. And Allison again off the right side, same play again. Gets bounced around, but not before he comes up with about 8 yards. And at the a 20-yard line or thereabouts.
40, 30.
Looks like the 25,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, the 25. That's where they're at. First and 10 from the 25.
Wary at the 25, under center quickly. Fakes the pitch. Now they go to the dive to the right side, and that was snuffed out by the Mike linebacker Weir.
And Justin Fitzgerald in there also, Kevin. That's the counter play they run, and that time the Braves filled it wild. And, Oaksy in there along with Raker doing a nice job.
Now we're looking at a third down and 2. Hand off Allison right side, and he will go nowhere.
Gage Wolf at his feet. Duncan Weir, and also a nice job that time by Davis Marshall
time,
to turn it in.
Yep, I was just going to say, Chief, beat me to it. That time he did turn that one in.
Wow.
Clock winding with 9:10 to go here in the half. 7-0, fourth down and 3 at the 26 for Jersey Shore with the lead.
Can't say enough about the linebackers, Kevin. They're doing a fantastic job.
Weir with the pitch to Allison. Allison trying to get to the corner, cuts it up early. He is going to be very close to the first down. Had to get to just about the 15-yard line. And it looks like he is short of the first down. And Fitzgerald getting up slowly but under his own power. This is going to be a really close one. Jersey Shore has made a couple of changes on defense. It's first down, Shikellamy. Another turnover on downs.
Again, a couple of nice plays. That wasn't a bad defensive stop that time either, Kevin. But it's just incredible. The Braves just playing great defense when they have to.
Big defensive stops there on those last two plays.
The Braves are one play away from this being a tie ball
Absolutely
game.
Right.
I mean, the touchdown pass caught them off guard.
That's been the only real defensive mistake they've made here tonight. Now they're going to go 4 wide receivers, including Gittens and also Pfeiffer to the far side.
Oh.
And Balestrini was right, not quite ready for the snap. It went right over his shoulder. He lays on it at about the 15-yard line.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I got to stop making those moans and groans. Boy, that just kills you.
But that was painful.
It was painful because the ball was right there, and he just left it go right through his hands. It rolled off his shoulder. So now they're back to second and about 18.
I don't think he was quite ready for that ball to come at him. It just didn't look like he was ready to go on that one. So Balestrini will come to the sidelines, get the play with 8:20 remaining here in the half, down 7-0 to Jersey Shore.
They're going to have to get this play off here, Kevin.
They have seven seconds. Yep. 6 now on the play clock, down to 5. Shotgun formation. Balestrini's going to run it all the way, gets a block, cuts it up the middle of the field to the 20, to the 25, outside to the 30, to the 35, to the 40. Now further outside to the edge, to the 45-yard line. And a gain of 30 for Balestrini and the keeper.
Well, Drew Balestrini just made up for the misplay on that snap, Kevin. Wow, you saw a little bit of speed there He made a couple of nice moves, found his seam to the outside twice, and had to be dragged down.
First and 10 at the 45-yard line. Shikellamy has not made a snap in Jersey Shore territory yet tonight. As a cold night where you start to see everybody's breath on the field. Fitzgerald coming in motion to make it three to the near side. Handoff on the dive, and there is maybe a yard there for Simcoe, but that's about it.
That entire middle of Jersey Shore's defensive line just stuffed everything up there. That would have been 55 and 51 for the Colin Samar and Ben Webb in there. Just nothing happening.
Second down and 9 after the gain of 1 at the Shikellamy 46-yard line. Weir coming to the near side, and joining him there is Marshall. Fitzgerald and Pfeiffer to the far side. Now Fitzgerald coming in motion through the backfield. Shotgun formation. Balestrini bobbles it, gets it back, finds Weir. Weir at the 50-yard line. It'll be a gain of 4. We'll bring up a third down and more manageable 5 or 6.
That was 84, Kevin. I don't think it was Weir.
That's Pfeiffer. Did I say Weir?
That. Yes, you
I'm
did.
I'm sorry. It was and Pfeiffer, yes.
All John did was he went about 7, 8 yards down the field and curled in. And the defender for Jersey Shore was playing him off pretty, gave him a lot of distance, a lot of cushion, and John made the catch.
Not quite sure why I said Weir. I knew it was Pfeiffer. Just Weir came out. Well, that's like an umpire saying ball when strike was supposed to come out.
Or Steve Ball not knowing what to call.
I've done that too. Weir in motion to the far side. Now looking at a quick turn in to Marshall. He's got the completion. Balestrini to Marshall, but it's only going to be worth about 3 yards, and it'll bring up a fourth down. And about 3, Braves have to get to the 45-yard line. They're at the 47 right now.
Now, I'm not going to be the big analyst here, Kevin, but you have to know where the first down line is. And if you're going to run that pattern, you need to get beyond that or right on it. And that time, you know, Davis wasn't quite where he should have been. He made a nice catch, all right, in a tough situation, just about a yard 2 yards short, and they're going for it.
Shikellamy going for it on fourth down. They're going to send two receivers to the near side. Ball on the near hash. Two to the wide side. Shotgun formation, sidecar right. Balestrini running it all the way. Needs a blocker. He's got the corner. He's got the first down. They'll spot him just beyond the 45 to the 44 and three-quarter yard line.
That's a really nice play by Drew, but he had a couple people blocking for him that time up front that also got him. And unfortunately for Drew, when you dive out of bounds here, you're on the cinder track right away.
Yep.
So,
yep, he's going right. to eat a. You're going to get a face full of cinders. You're right.
Wow, the great play. Great play by the guys up front that were blocking. And, of course, Drew did the rest with his legs.
Big fourth down conversion for the Braves as Colton Simcoe is the sidecar right for receivers. In motion, Fitzgerald coming through the backfield. It will be Balestrini making a man miss, getting to the outside, trying to turn the corner, but a great job of coming up and stuffing the open hole and making the play. Looked like that was Quincy Myers.
Again, Drew made a move to get those couple of yards. He dodged the bullet at the line of scrimmage. But now what's happening, you know, now the Bulldogs' defense have been on the field longer than three downs and out, and they've also got something to think about. The Braves have spread them out and just doing a nice job of converting these first downs going down the field.
And again, in motion is Fitzgerald across the middle of the backfield. Balestrini back to pass. Pump fakes. He's looking long down the middle of the field. Nope, he's going to go to the outside to Marshall. And Marshall got kind of tangled up there with Cooper Peacock. Also in the middle of the field was Weir, but he was well covered by Cam Allison, the safety.
Well, there's one of two things could have happened. Either one of those guys didn't run the proper route, didn't finish their route. We watched one of the best route runners last week in the four boy. All right, I mean he just from Seals Grove, I mean he just runs routes perfectly, or maybe Drew might have got crossed up on where they were going to be, but that pass was basically there was nobody around.
Third down and 7 now at the 42-yard line of Jersey Shore. Balestrini back to pass. Has to roll out. Puts a stiff arm down. Needs to set up. Now he's going to lob one for Marshall. Marshall goes up for it, and it is incomplete. And is slapped at the helmet. Trying to slap away at the ball, I should say, is Peacock. But he ends up slapping Marshall in the helmet. And it becomes fourth down and 7 from the Jersey Shore 42-yard line. But the Braves have at least tilted the field for a change.
I thought that could have been caught, Kevin.
It was very catchable.
I mean, he was fully extended. It was just, I think, maybe, you know, the ball just went through his hand.
It was right there.
It was right there. Nice touch pass by Drew that time.
And here comes Gittens with no pressure. He's going to aim this one to the sideline so Anderson can't get at it, and it will take a shot right to the sideline at about the 16-yard line. So that'll go down as an inside the 20.
And, Kevin, the other thing with Drew, he had a lot of heat when he was coming out here. He had a lot of things to think about. Just trying to find the receiver was something special, and he did pick out Davis Marshall that time on the sidelines.
4:42 to go here in the first half. Jersey Shore leading it by a score of 7-0 on the Alexander Family Dealership out-of-town scoreboard. It is Southern Columbia 21, Lewisburg nothing in the second. Midwest 14, Hughesville 6 in the second. First and 10 now at the 15-yard line, a man in motion. And it's going to be a handoff over to the – no, actually, is that going to be Weary by himself?
The quarterback, he came back. I don't think he was originally going to come to the right but come to the left, but he picked up enough yard. That was number 25 in on the tackle that time. That would have been Isaac Schaefer Knights.
Gain of 7, bring up second down and about 3. Long count now as Weir hands it off to Allison. Allison is met at the line of scrimmage, spins off a tackler, and goes ahead for a gain of 5. Maybe 6 and a first down. Meeting him right there, though, Chief, was Isaac Schaefer Knights, and he just spun right off of him.
And also, number 23, Luke Snyder, helped bring him down. But they got to get shoulders on these guys. They can't just arm tackle, all right? And he ran through a couple of arm tackles that
Shotgun
time.
Formation rolling out as Weir. Weir firing it downfield. He's got an open man and a great extended catch by Hess. And he got a foot in bounds at the 40-yard line of Shikellamy. What a great grab.
He had two people, one in front, one in back, and that ball was thrown very well. The quarterback made a great throw, and that was the kind of catch that we needed over here from Davis Marshall. Same, almost identical situation, and he went up and got both hands on it, and enough to keep his foot in bounds for the big gain.
34 yards on the catch. Shotgun formation, a man in motion, and coming to the near side, Peacock play fake, fired down the middle of the field. Incomplete, and getting a chance on a backside pick was Pfeiffer, and it was just a little bit too short. Something I never thought I'd say with John Pfeiffer, who checks at about 6'2".
It was a real nice, and again, Gage Wolf put a nice hit on the receiver after the ball went by him. Braves player down on the ground.
Yeah, it looks like that might be Alex Geiser that is down.
No, it's not. It's a bigger boy than Alex Geiser.
Oh, no, you're right. It is Jared Oaks, 58, not 59.
I think he just wanted to put his arms around the coaches and come off the field, all right?
Well, he came up and said something to Balestrini because Balestrini came down to him, and then now they're getting Coach Geiser and one of the trainers helping him off. Coach Pucky now coming in to talk with him a little bit. Coach Pucky, the defensive line coach, or the line coach in general. Second down and 10.
Everybody got a chance here to have a little bit of a water break, too. Second and 10, Kevin.
You don't get many breaks when Jersey Shore's offense is on the field.
No, you do not. This offense clicks.
Shotgun formation, sidecar right, trips to the short side. That's where they're going to run it. It's going to be an option. And the pitch to Allison. No one really took the pitch, man, but he didn't get a ton of yards as he was met there by Gage Wolf and then knocked out of bounds after he broke the tackle of Wolf for a gain of about 4.
That was Gage's responsibility. He's the linebacker, the inside linebacker on that side. And I thought he was going to get him right at the line of scrimmage, but he reached a little bit. And the guy ran out of the tackle.
Third down and about 4 at the Shikellamy 42-yard line. Shotgun, play fake. It's going to be Weir by himself. He's trying to get to the outside. Duncan Weir's got Weary all over him, and he will take him down at the 40-yard line. Weary tried to stiff-arm Weir, and Weir had nothing to do with that at all.
And once Duncan had a hold of him, here comes the horde, all right? This time it's not the black and orange horde. It's the Shikellamy Braves horde, and it's fourth down. And again, the Braves hold the Bulldogs and force them to punt.
Another great defensive stand for the Braves after giving up the big pass play. Now here comes the punt by Anderson. Anderson gets it. He will punt it away, and a flag flies, and this one's going to go and hit at the 5 and roll actually backwards to about the 9-yard line. But I think this one is going to end up coming back a little further. We have two flags on the play. Might be the same call. 2:38 remaining here in the half, 7-0 Jersey Shore leading.
Holding either way, Kevin, I'm not sure.
Well, the way the flag flew or the timing of it would have been a hold, but the question is, did it happen before the ball was released? Interesting conversation
well,
going on now.
I don't like when there's like there's three officials out there talking at one time. So
does that make you nervous?
They might be discussing what the situation is here, because a lot of times they have to explain to the
right.
the coach. You know, if you do it this way, you got here's your situation. But well, we'll wait and see. Maybe they're calling back to New York to have them look at
that's what it is. Yeah. Well, the one nice thing is here at Jersey Shore, we'll hear because they do have the referee mic'd up. Let's see if we can eavesdrop in on this one and hear what the call is. But the band decided to play now. And the officials are still discussing this one. Here we go. Now we'll get the... We have illegal shift against Jersey Shore. That's the first one. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Shikellamy. And there has been an ejection.
They ejected 59.
And yeah, that's going to be Oaks. So Oaks is ejected, and I don't even know if he's out on the field right now. He is out on the field. Okay, I couldn't see him out there. So Coach Kaiser right now, along with a couple of his assistants, getting an explanation on exactly what happened. And Oaks will have to come out of the game. Oaks does not know what he did, and I'll be honest with you, I saw nothing.
I took my eye off of what was happening.
I saw the flag go, but I don't see why. Now, the other... Coach Kaiser not happy about this one whatsoever. This has been an interesting first half for the striped officials.
That's a
tonight.
Big that that is
that's a big play. That's a big ejection.
Big loss for the Braves.
That's a big ejection.
Offensive tackle.
Absolutely.
Defensive tackle. Wow.
So and the thing is they're going to.
No, that's where they were the last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they marching off the penalty? No,
they're
not.
It's
all right, so now the punt coming again. So they got it the 7-yard line the last time. Anderson with a high snap. He will line drive that one, and it will hit at about the 5, and this time it will roll into the end zone for the touchback. So the Braves, at least on that side of things, got a benefit of having the ball starting at the 20.
Folks, we have no idea what happened.
No, we don't have the privilege of replaying.
We do not know what happened on that play.
I can tell you that the referee threw the flag. The illegal motion was definitely the side judge. The referee threw the flag for the unsportsmanlike conduct. But again, Coach Kaiser and Coach Pucky both were very, very boisterous about the call, to say the least. So Shikellamy with the ball at the 20-yard line with 2:31 to go, two timeouts remaining here in the half. Now Battistrini looking for a hole to run, finds a little bit of a hole for about a 1-yard gain, and that'll be all he will find as linebacker Gabe Packer with his team-high 30 tackles coming into the game will make the play.
What the Braves would like to do is if they can get a first down here, it'd be fantastic. But the best thing that could happen is they could run a lot of time off the clock if they have to punt, because the Braves do get the ball to start the third quarter.
They do indeed. Coming to the near side is Weir and Marshall. Fitz is on the far side along with Pfeiffer. Shotgun sidecar left for Balestrini. Now Weir in motion. He will get the give. Now he could throw it here, but this time he's going to run all the way, and he cannot get to the edge. And just getting... Everything taken care of there on the far side of the field is Dalton Dugan, the defensive end, who leads the team with 6, now 7 tackles for a loss.
Well, Jersey Shore has done what I would expect them to do. They've called a timeout here to stop the clock because they do want to get the ball back here before the end of the first half. And having the Braves punt deep in their own territory gives them a couple of opportunities or a couple of decisions here. Do we rush and try to block, or do we, like they have been doing in the past, just try to return it?
Well, we're going to be looking for that Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game, and right now, if you had to pick one, it'd have to be the Anderson 38-yard touchdown reception, because that's the difference in the ballgame. 7-0 Jersey Shore, a minute 38 to go in the first half, and if you're Coach Kaiser and the Shikellamy staff, you've got to be thinking 7-0, if we can go into the halftime locker room at that. The way that this game was played a year ago, earlier in the year, I mean, you're talking night and day, and you just need an offensive break somewhere along the way, or maybe a defensive score, but you definitely need something to happen in your favor here soon for the Braves. They've been defensively in this game the entire time.
And the Braves as a team have to be very careful here not to make any mental mistakes or
you don't want to throw the ball away.
No turnovers.
Yeah. Third down and 11. And Balestrini looked like he was trying to hand that off, and there was absolutely nobody there, but a face mask is coming.
You think?
Yes. He almost spun him in a circle and twisted, looking at his ear hole. I can't really describe it any better than that.
The referee just signaled face mask.
I mean, Balestrini was literally looking at his ear hole on that one. So our referee will now call a 15-yard personal foul face mask. That's an automatic Shikellamy first down.
That's a definite help for the Braves' cause right here.
Yeah, because that was going to be a loss of about 5 and put it at about the 10, maybe the 9-yard line.
Kevin, I don't think that was a handoff. No, it's not a first down, though, Kevin.
It's a personal foul, it should be.
Well, anyway, Kevin, I think that was a quarterback, he was basically going to have some guys leading the way.
So it's going to be third down and five when it was third down and 11. So it may not have been a personal foul, although he did signal personal foul.
He did. But anyway, the Braves have third and a short five here.
If it's a personal foul, it's 15 yards and automatic first down. You signal personal foul, it's got to be a personal foul. Obviously, it was not. So it's a 5-yard variety. We'll make it third down and 5. Balestrini back to pass. Pressure. He's got to fire it quickly and just not able to get underneath the ball. It's going to be Pfeiffer. They tried to get his arms underneath but couldn't. It'll bring up fourth down.
You know, if he would have had a chance to throw off of his, instead of throwing off of his front foot, that John was open and so was Fitzpatrick in that particular spot.
And the Braves have one too many in there. They're going to have to hustle to get somebody off, and
they have plenty of time here.
Gittens ready to boot the ball away. Gittens will have a little pressure, gets a rugby-ish punt, gets to the 50. Did it hit one of the Jersey Shore players? It was close. And no, it'll be Simcoe that will sit on it. And we have a 15-yard penalty for a block that is unnecessary way behind the play. And we have a Shikellamy player down. And that is not going to go over well with the sparse Shikellamy crowd that has been here.
Yeah, the Shikellamy player was just walking down the field, and he got knocked.
And you have to ask this question. Now, this is a fair question to ask. I did not see it, but you have to wonder what is different here than the ejection earlier in the game. Now, I'm not saying... And they are not, there's no ejection, there's no targeting call, it's just a 15-yard penalty getting up very slowly is going to be Robbie Heller.
Robbie Heller, who's come in to fill in at that one tackle position. So yeah, Heller, now, you know, that's going to be first down for Shikellamy.
Well, I think this is a personal foul, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but no, I mean, even at 15 yards, it's going to give him a first down.
The way this game's been called, I'm not sure anymore, Chief. I'm going to be honest with you.
Kevin, I think everybody's listening to us says, do those guys really know what they're talking about?
And it's not us.
Right now, it gets a little bit confusing out there trying to figure out what's going on.
I can tell you right now, the signals we're getting from the officials are not what they're marking off, and they're not seeing the same things that I think everybody else is seeing, quite honestly. But
I think the Braves have surprised the Bulldogs here in the first half.
I don't think there's any question about that. First down and 10 at the 41-yard line, under a minute remaining. Shikellamy with two timeouts left. And Balestrini with a new set of downs for the Braves offense.
Raiden Houck has replaced Oaks at that right tackle spot, Kevin.
We're in motion, making a trip to the far side. They're going to go a quick inside pass, or a quick hitter, rather, to Marshall. And that pass is tipped in the air and falls harmlessly to the ground in front of Packer. I didn't quite see who got the tip. I believe it might have been Quincy Myers, the defensive end.
You know, Halkin there at offensive tackle. He's a sophomore, probably hasn't had a lot of playing experience, okay, and here he is in playing against one of the best teams, one of the best defenses in the area.
Four wide receivers on this second and 10 at the 41-yard line of Chickalamee as the Braves trail at 7-0. And in motion is Weir to make it 3 to the far side. Pump fake, firing down to Marshall, incomplete. Marshall went inside, the pass went outside, and Peacock had a chance to pick that one. Well, I'll tell you what, if those two connect, it's going to be a big play, but they have been close to some big plays. They just have not been able to complete that pass between Balestrini and Marshall.
We have not seen Drew hit Marshall in stride.
No.
And a lot of the time that's because Marshall doesn't keep running his running, all right? But that time, you know, that time it looked like they're going to be set for a pretty nice play, but good defensive play. Oh, boy.
Oh, third and 10, and everybody was moving except for the ball. And this time it'll be the Braves setter that doesn't snap the ball. It'll be a 5-yard penalty against Chickalamee. That'll give us a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Chickalamee Braves football.
Chickalamee Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie Thompson Street Stadium in Jersey Shore. Yes, that's right. We are at the shore that has no beach. Two receivers to the far side, two to the near side, and a shotgun sidecar left with 44.9 remaining. Jersey Shore showing blitz. Balestrini changing the blocking scheme. They'll back off. Balestrini does get pressure, though. Comes to the near side, and that pass thrown into the third row and Gatorade container number 3.
Folks, there's just no way the Braves are going to be able to complete a pass on that play because Drew was being pursued by 4 or 5.
Well, there's no time for a pump fake. A pump fake makes all the difference right now, but he can't get the time to pump fake.
And it looks like the Bulldogs are going to get the ball back again. 39.9 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Unless another penalty happens. This one, a good snap, no pressure. Gittens gets it away.
Nice punt.
To the near side at the 30-yard line and immediately tackled at the 30-yard line is Dugan and a great open field tackle
by the freshman. All right, Mr. Snyder, Luke Snyder with a nice open field tackle.
Actually, I thought that was Semko.
That is Semko. I'm sorry, it's 27, not 23. Nice open field tackle by Semko.
By Semko, yes.
Great play.
31.8 to go and 29. The ball at the 29-yard line. Two timeouts for Jersey Shore. They'll send in motion Anderson. Is he coming to the near side or not? They are very late getting this play in, but plenty of time on the play clock. Matter of fact, the play clock hadn't even started yet on the scoreboard. There's the pass, a wide receiver screen to Hess on the far side. Hess dodges at the 30 to the 35 and at the 38-yard line, and the timeout will be taken with 22.3 remaining.
Gage Wolf out there along with Duncan Weir on the tackle.
22.3 left at the 28-yard line. Clock
second
is stopped.
Timeout. Second timeout for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs.
That will mean there is one lone timeout remaining and a rare opportunity for us tonight to take a look at the Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week at the half. Selins Grove leading Central Mountain 6-0. Some other games at the half. It is Hughesville and Midwest tied at 14. It is Tawanda 9, Columbia Montorvo Tech nothing. Coming up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, it'll be Shamokin at Milton. And then tomorrow night will be Muncie, Canton, South Williamsport, Athens, Montoursville, and Loyal Sock in the battle for the bridge. They bring out the cleat cleaner, and boy, I'll tell you what, on this field, that cleat cleaner is going to get a workout. They removed half of the field off of the cleats of the Chickalamee defense there. Second and 3. Shotgun formation again for Weary. Weary almost moves early. Goes to Hess. Hess thinks about throwing it. He will throw it, and it is incomplete. Pass intended downfield for Cooper, but that one was kind of telegraphed.
Yeah, they were gonna get one on that one, Kevin. So now the Braves Bulldogs have third and about 2 yards here.
It will be third and two, but only 17.3 seconds to go in a 7-0 game. The difference, a 38-yard Owen Anderson touchdown reception. Two receivers to the near side, ball on the far hash mark, moving right to left. Weary will send a man in motion. That's Peacock to the near side. Peacock ran up the field too early, no call. And this time it's going to be Weary who's drugged down for a tackle.
Duncan Weir.
And there is barely there enough for a first down if he did get it. And he did get it by a whisker. So that means Jersey Shore is going to have to use a timeout. But Peacock that time looked like he was in the CFL, Chief.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he rounded off his emotion.
Wow.
As he came through.
Listen, if I can see it, it's bad.
No. It's, Kevin, this has been a different, of course, we always expect these types of things to happen up here.
Former Shikellamy coach Todd Tilford understands this situation very well. He always, I don't want to say hated, but he did not like coming up here and felt that the Zebras did not treat him very kindly. Put it that way. Is that diplomatic enough? I tried to be a little diplomatic.
Yeah, that's pretty diplomatic, Kevin.
I was trying.
Kevin, so why are they playing a game at 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. I'm sure there's a very good reason.
Do you know what time you got to get your kids out of bed and travel?
I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about that.
I would imagine they might I thought maybe they'd take a knee here, but they're not going to.
No, they're
going to
try with 7.3 to go. They have one time and no timeouts remaining, I don't think. Back to pass. Firing in is Weary. He will fire it incomplete, almost intercepted by Balestrini with 0.4 seconds remaining, and that's the worst part. There's still one more play yet.
Yeah, as long as they don't let anybody get behind them, or if they do catch the ball, make sure they have a good angle and a good tackle.
This is where if you're Coach Kaiser and the Shikellamy defensive staff, you say, okay, definition of safety.
Yeah.
Here is the definition of a safety.
Well, Kevin, I'll bet if things turn out, if this score stands and holds up, I'll bet a lot of people will be very surprised. Okay, when they hear it right now.
Shikellamy in quarters now. They're going to try probably a hook and lateral here and come into the near side. A good stiff arm there by Dugan. Dugan to the 45-yard line. He is stacked up. Can't even lateral to anybody, and that'll do it for the quarter.
Well, Kevin, that was, Fitzgerald in on the tackle. You know, a little bit of trouble bringing him down, but the Braves came over, and I'm surprised the referees didn't blow that thing dead, because that's when you get into a tough situation, when you got a bunch of kids that are around somebody and he's not going down. You got to blow the whistle so nothing bad happens. And when I mean bad, personal fouls.
Yeah, that one went a lot longer than I thought it would. Yeah,
yes, it did.
You're absolutely right, Chief. Well, at the half, a lot of people are going to be surprised. Shikellamy trails Jersey Shore 7-0. Halftime report from Service Electric coming up next on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, we're the Sub-6, John and Tracy, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
For 4 years now, our family has been raising money to help fight breast cancer.
We care so much because we know how hard the battle is. I'm a proud survivor of breast cancer, and that's why we're raising money for the Thyra Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital.
For each and every flooring sale in October, Carpet Man will make a donation to the hospital.
These are tough times, but Carpet Man is committed to make a difference.
We hope to see you soon here at Carpet Man.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies is proud to support the Shikellamy Braves. Like the quarterback, they are the leaders in the field of home health, medical equipment, and respiratory services. Visit us online to learn more or stop by our newest location in Sealands Grove at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Go Braves!
In difficult times, our thoughts center on protecting and providing for our families.
well-thought-out estate plan is essential to that goal. The Schock Law Office in Sealands Grove will help tailor a plan and documents to help you meet your individual needs and goals. If you care for a loved one who is elderly or has special needs, the Schock Law Office can prepare a plan that helps protect their assets and their access to public benefit programs. Call the Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 to schedule an in-person or remote appointment to discuss your plan. Or find them on the web at schocklaw.com.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems. I'm the guy to make it dry.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report, a recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Welcome back to the Service Electric Halftime Report as we get things cranked up here from Jersey Shore and give you a rundown of some of the scores and a recap of the first half. And, you know, contrary to what a lot of people felt, especially when you look at the first half of Week 2, well, this particular week has been a little bit different. There have been several punts by both teams in this game. As a matter of fact, 7 of them. The Braves have held Jersey Shore to 2 turnover on downs. Jersey Shore has missed a 25-yard field goal, and really the only difference in the game is a short field. By the way, when I talk about short fields, Jersey Shore has started at the at the 40-yard line, their own 40. The next drive, the Shikellamy 21, the Shikellamy 38, the Shikellamy 37, their own 45-yard line, and then their own 15-yard line, which was the worst field, or excuse me, the 20-yard line, which is their worst field position of the game. So basically, they have had the ball in Shikellamy territory almost three-quarters of the first half. And the only thing they've been able to muster is with 4:09 to go, they hit a one-play, 38-yard drive with Owen Anderson on the receiving side of a sideline pass that he went untouched and unlooked at in the end zone. The extra point was good, making it 7-0 with 4:09 to go in the first quarter. And that has been it. The Shikellamy defense has played about as well as you could possibly play here against a quality Jersey Shore team. This game, to me, reminiscent very much of a week ago against Sealands Grove. One big play. In that case, it was a Brett Four punt return. Tonight, it's an Owen Anderson touchdown reception, about a third of the yardage, but still an outstanding defensive show here for the Shikellamy Braves in this first half. But the offense just has not been able to get anything moving. And there have been some tough situations with some, I'll call them unusually questionable calls. There was a situation where Shikellamy on a punt return should have had a muffed, should have had a running into the returner call, did not get that call. There were a couple of times where a Jersey Shore return man had a knee down, but they ended up giving him another 15 yards. Just a couple of questionable things that, again, as a football team, though, you have to learn to overcome and defeat, even if it has to, even if it doesn't go your way, Chief.
Hey, listen, the Braves in two quarters here are starting to develop what I would call a little bit of Coach Jim Kaiser's character, all right? And I also think that they can be very, very upbeat about the fact that they have held a team that is very has a very prolific and fast-paced offense, all right, to just 7 points on one big play. And I think what's even more important is the fact that they have, like you said before, they have stopped them several times on either fourth down plays or three and out and with punting. I'll bet tonight's the most times that Jersey Shore has punted the ball all year long.
This is a team that has done just about everything they wanted. They average about 7 yards a play. That's right, 7 yards a play. And if the numbers that I was given were correct, they would be like plus 8 on the turnover ratio. And that is, I don't think they have fumbled the ball this year.
Coach Leitchell's stats.
Donnie Leitchell gives us the numbers, and we will get to those here in just a few minutes, because coming up next, we'll take a look at the scoreboard and then take a look at the numbers as the Service Electric Halftime Report continues on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs, everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
You'll see the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker-Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970. No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service repair installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even R for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours. McCreary's HVAC Inc.com.
Better call McCreary's.
In store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. With never before seen incentives, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals the other guys won't.
Back at Jersey Shore here on the Service Electric Halftime Report, where it is Shikellamy trailing Jersey Shore by a score of 7-0. We'll get to some of the statistics coming up here in just a moment, but let's take you across the Heartland Conference and District 4 and run down some of the scores we have for you, as many of these games are like this one at the half tonight. Selinsgrove Grove has now jumped into the third quarter of play, leading Central Mountain 6-0. And at the half, it is Southern Columbia 28, Lewisburg nothing. By the way, the Selinsgrove Grove Central Mountain game on Eagle 107, one of our sister stations, and Southern Columbia Lewisburg on 100.9, the Valley. Also in the third quarter, Midwest has now taken the lead, 21-14 over Hughesville. At the half, it is Mifflinburg 21, Warrior Run 7. Mifflinburg trying to play their way into the playoffs and lock a spot up. Danville is leading Bloomsburg 26-0 in a rivalry game there. Remember, Mount Carmel and Central Columbia has been forfeited, so that is will go in the books as a 1-0 win for Central Columbia. At the half, Line Mountain 33, Northwest 7. Also at the half, Montgomery 21, Wyalusing 13, Towanda 9, Columbia Montorvo Tech nothing. That game at the half as well. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it is Milton hosting Shamokin. Tomorrow night, Canton will play host to Muncie. South Williamsport is at Athens. Montoursville heads to Loyal Sock. The numbers will come up next as we continue on the Service Electric Halftime Report. 7-0, Jersey Shore leading Shikellamy on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Oh, I hate this line. I'm going to be late for work. I just want a cup of good coffee. And I don't have all day to sit here waiting.
Well, good news for you. You soon can get fresh roasted coffee and treats at Route 11 Coffee and Cream on the Danville Highway. It's going to be the funnest, funkiest coffee shop in the valley with a drive-thru that serves you friendly and fast. It's happening later this month, so go to their Facebook page now for updates. Route 11 Coffee and Cream. On, you know, Route 11, of course. In between Norrie and Danville. Coming to you soon.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
I admit it, my SUV is like the messiest vehicle on the planet. I'm that car that no one wants to ride along in. Getting the inside of this baby clean was way beyond possible, I thought. Until I found Hoopy's Detailing right here in Sunbury. The owner, Mike, personally fully cleans and vacuums your car's interior, and it is spotless. He's a perfectionist and treats your car like it's a luxury vehicle, no matter how messy. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing, Race Street, Sunbury. That's H-O-O-P-I-E-S Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing. Find them on Facebook.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
You're invited to the first annual Aaron's Trunk or Treat on October 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. in the parking lot at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. It'll provide a fun, safe environment for parents or guardians to bring children in costumes to trick or treat and enjoy the fun of the holiday. When you arrive, be sure to sign up at the registration table for some great door prizes and up to $50 off a new agreement. Aaron's is offering 6 months same as cash and free setup and delivery. Visit Aaron's showroom the whole month of October for great clearance sales and new merchandise coming in weekly. Aaron's in Sealands Grove, we are easy, beautiful, and affordable. Stop by today.
Halftime here at Jersey Shore. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie on the Service Electric Halftime Report. And with the score 7-0 Jersey Shore on a 38-yard Owen Anderson touchdown reception in the first quarter with just a little over 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter, the difference in the game. For the Bulldogs, Allison with 12 carries, 64 yards. That's just about what he had last time these two teams met in week two. He had 19 carries, 84 yards, and a touchdown. So he's already looking to surpass what he did in week two. Anderson with 3 carries for 19 yards. Packer with 3 carries for 4. Dugan with a carry for 7. Totaling 24 carries, 89 yards for the Bulldogs. Weary in the first half, 6 of 11, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Hess 0 for 1 on a wide receiver pass. Hess grabbing 2 catches for 41 yards. Anderson, the 38-yard touchdown pass. And Dugan, 3 catches for 19 yards. That gives Jersey Shore a total offense of 186, 9 first downs, 5 penalties for 45 yards. For the Braves, Simcoe, 2 carries, 0 yards. Balestrini, 6 carries for 40 yards. And really, no other Brave really doing much of a difference in the running game. 16 carries, 15 yards for the Braves. Balestrini, two completions, 12 attempts, just 6 yards. The Braves' offense, 21 yards on the offensive side of the ball. 2 penalties for 15 yards. And 3 first downs for the Braves. But again, they only trail by a score of 7-0 and will get the ball when they start the second half on WKOK.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Hello, we're the Sub-6, John and Tracy, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
For 4 years now, our family has been raising money to help fight breast cancer.
We care so much because we know how hard the battle is. I'm a proud survivor of breast cancer, and that's why we're raising money for the Thyra Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital.
For each and every flooring sale in October, Carpet Man will make a donation to the hospital.
These are tough times, but Carpet Man is committed to make a difference.
We hope to see you soon here at Carpet Man.
Hi, this is Susan from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone, by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
Service Electric Halftime Report has concluded. Second half getting ready to start up, but the Braves will get the ball to start the second half, hoping for a little bit better start to the second half than they had 1 week ago at this time against Selinsgrove, when they ended up turning the ball over with a 7-0 deficit on the opening kick, and watch the game just get out of hand quickly. But tonight, the Braves defense playing very, very well. You know, Coach Kizer talked about it in the pregame interview. I said, what's the one thing that is different this time around that is not that was different from last time? And he said, our defense is better. And
well,
I think we're seeing it.
You know, you can be a very good defensive player. You can be physically tough and be able to handle people, but if you're not doing the right job, if you're not having the responsibilities and completing those responsibilities, then your defense isn't going to be as good. And I just look at the linebacker play right now, which means they've been getting in on a lot of tackles, which means the guys up front are doing their jobs by, you know, making sure that they do stay free and they take the bulk of the blocking.
I'll tell you what, though, I really pity whoever has to wash these uniforms tonight, and they're all white.
Hey, that's why.
Or should I say all white and brown now?
That's why you get the oxy clean out in the biz, all right, and soak them in that for a while.
For about a day. So Jersey Shore will kick off to start the second half. Cam Allison will kick the ball away for the second time this evening. And he'll do that from just about the middle of the field, the 45-yard line. And the Braves are actually playing almost a safety onside here. One deep back, and that's going to be Chase Morgan at about the 15-yard line.
Interesting.
So we'll see what Allison does. The left-footed kicker kicks a line drive, hits it about the 20, and it is recovered at about the 18 to the 20. Morgan to
good
the
tackle.
21, and you're right, a very nice open field tackle there for the Bulldogs. And
number,
that was, again, number 44.
44.
That's
yeah.
One of the Packers.
Yeah, he's, very, very good linebacker. Nice job on the special teams kickoff to get down and make that tackle. Of course, it really helped the fact that the ball was a knuckleball and got mishandled at first. And, you know, it gives your kickoff team a little bit more time to get down there.
The coldest night of the season and then some here at Thompson Street Stadium in Jersey Shore. Temperatures dropping into the 40s and dropping into the 30s with maybe some frost tonight, according to AccuWeather, in this neck of the woods.
I hope so. I got some vines at home I want to die.
Balestrini fakes the end around, and he'll take it himself to the outside, and he'll get to the 20 and run out of real estate at about the 21-yard line as he was met there by
Packer,
pretty much the entire right side.
Packer was over there along with number 23, Dalton Dugan.
That's Dugan.
And those are the guys' names that we call all the time. And plus, I'm sure the corner came up from that side. Well, I'm sorry, Dugan is the corner. But
well, he's a defensive end.
They did a nice job of spreading things out. He is a defensive end?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He would be Jersey Shore's version of a dog.
They say they play a.
They're a 5-2, but
yeah.
They're more like a float. They defensive ends play more like linebackers.
You're right.
Balestrini with a direct snap, looking to the near side, finds Marshall. Marshall to the inside, makes a man miss, makes another man miss to the 40, makes a third man miss, but can't make the fourth man at the 42-yard line.
That is like a stork. All right, wading through the bogs or the Everglades as he avoided tackles, Kevin. That was amazing after he made that tackle.
I got nothing. That has got to be the best one I've ever heard. A stork wading through the Everglades.
Nice job by Davis. Great catch and run.
Gain of 22 and a first down on the first completion to Marshall. Shotgun formation for Balestrini, sidecar right. Balestrini looks up the middle, and there is nothing there. Loss of two. He wanted to do a straight dive up the middle, and, boy, you are not going to do that against Gabe Packer, leading tackler on this team.
We look at the situation where, you know, it's a quarterback draw that you're going to – that's basically what you're going to do, but he didn't even take a couple of steps back to make it look like he was going to pass. And you called it right. It looked like he was trying to find an opening somewhere between the guard and centers on either side, and there was nothing
there.
Yeah,
he was trying to find something just to the left in the A-gap there, and there was nothing there as right. That's tough to do against this defense. Shotgun, sidecar right is Simcoe in motion. Weir to the far side to make it trips. Balestrini gets a handle on the ball, swings it out to Simcoe. Simcoe has to go to the middle of the field because that was sniffed out well by Jersey Shore. And again, Gabe Packer right there to blow that play up and send it inside into Quincy Myers.
Well, number 25, Quincy Myers was the one I think that got out here quickly. They just read that swing pass The Braves must have, you know, shown that play, and they were ready for it.
It looked like somebody left the playbook laying out. That's how well they knew that one.
Yeah. Again, they do their job on defense. They read their keys, and they know their responsibilities and what they have to do.
Third down and 14 after the loss of three. Balestrini back to pass. He's going to have to roll out. He's under pressure. He's trying to get to the edge. He's going to throw it late. It's complete to Pfeiffer on the sidelines at the 47-yard line. Boy, that looked like an NFL-style rollout, scramble, and dart.
There you've got a right-handed passer rolling to the left, you know, running away from everybody, and thrown across his body, and nice pass to Pfeiffer on the outside. And Pfeiffer with a good job of holding on and staying in bounds, and the Braves are going for it.
Gain of 10 will bring up a fourth down and four at the 47, and they got a timeout coming. With 11 on the play clock, they just did not have the right personnel in for this.
What happened was one of the offensive linemen who's filling in for Oaksy thought they were going to punt and came out. And they did not have a right tackle in there, so they were running down on the time. And those things happen, Kevin. There's not much you can do about it. And you know it drives you crazy as a coach, but fourth down at this particular spot, the player probably thought we're going to punt, and he came out, and they're going to go for it.
And if you're just joining us, the reason Oaks is not in the game is he was ejected in the second quarter of play. Let's take a look at the Blaze Alexander Family Dealership out-of-town scoreboard. Southern Columbia leads Lewisburg 35-0 in the third, Midwest 21, Hughesville 14 in the fourth, Mifflinburg rolling over Warrior Run 28-7 in the third, and Danville leading Bloomsburg 26-0 also in the third.
That surprises me.
Nah, I don't think so.
Who's Danville playing?
Bloomsburg.
Oh, I thought Bloomsburg beat Mount Carmel. Now they're going to.
That's a big rivalry game. They don't like to lose that trophy.
Now they're going to punt.
And here comes Gittins in for the punt. He'll angle it to the near side. It will hit at about the 25 and roll inside the 25 to the 22, actually the 24-yard line. And Balestrini will down it there and hand it to the
official. He downs it, gives the ball to the official, and pats the official on the back, all right? You got to love Drew.
8:57 to go in the third quarter. 7-0 Jersey Shore. The Bulldogs on their first possession here of the second half.
Well, see what the Braves defense can do here, Kevin. This is again now they've got it. They've got to hold and play as well as they did to end that second first half.
Weary under center sends a man in motion to the far side. Hand off now to Allison. Allison will get to the corner. He'll be stretched out and will run into, I think, Balestrini there on the far side for a gain of maybe three. Well, I'll tell you what, that looked like he was running
forever.
For about 5-6 yards.
That side of the defense for Shikellamy, the left side, strung that play out and it gave a chance for Balestrini to come up. But, you know, from his inside position, Duncan Weir was right on his back. So those two guys made the tackle, the two seniors.
Bring up second down and 8 from the 23-yard. Actually, going to say the 25. The scoreboard's wrong. Here's the flip pitch to Allison to the near side, and setting up and making the play is Simcoe, the outside dog, to the near side.
Colton with a very nice play. And that's, you know, sometimes that's tough. He's got the ball. He's coming at you. He makes a couple of moves. Colton went for his legs and knocked him down.
It'll be a gain of about one. Third down, actually two. Third down and six.
I almost feel they're going to put the ball in the air here, Kevin.
Tight formation behind the quarterback, Weary. Weary will drop back. Now he'll roll to the far side. He's looking, looking. Now he's going to have to run it, and he will not get anywhere.
Oh.
Spin out of one tackle. The ball is free. Still loose. Shikalimi has it as Fitzgerald hops on it. And it's the Braves
Now they gave it back. They came back out. This will be interesting.
There's no way that ball came out.
They're going to give it the ball.
Oh, my. Wow.
The ball did. Fitzgerald had it. He was laying on it, and it came out. First of all, the play should have been blown dead.
Yes.
Again, I'd like to use Coach Hort's quote from years ago, but I can't.
No.
All right? I will not do it. But it is a punting situation for Jersey Shore with fourth and three here.
That's number four if you're counting at home. High snap controlled by Anderson.
Get
and
away.
A fair catch waved for, but then backed away by Pfeiffer. And Jersey Shore will land on the ball at the 42-yard line. Boy, a defensive play like that would have been a dandy for Shikalimi to get something going here on offense. But nevertheless, they hold him to a three and out. And with 7:06 to go in the third quarter, it remains 7-0 Jersey Shore. But, boy, it looked to me like Fitzgerald had that ball and should have been whistled dead at that point.
He was laying on top of it, and I saw the ball come out, but it was like he was laying on top of it for a second or two. Oh, well, we can't.
But I digress.
I digress, yes. We can't keep hammering that thing.
Four receivers. Now the Braves offense need to get something going here. Balistridi in the shotgun, sidecar right. He's going to run up the middle. He's got room up the middle and just tripped up at the 46-yard line.
Gave him a good spot.
Boy, I'll tell you, there was a hand that got a shoestring, but Hayden Packer reaches out a fingernail, and that's about all he got on Balistridi, but it was just enough, and you're right, a pretty good spot for a gain of four.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but, Davis Marshall's been bringing a lot of the plays in, and usually they bring Drew over to talk to Coach Kizer.
I hadn't noticed that.
But right now, Davis, so Drew doesn't have to do so much running.
And now it'll send Weir in motion across the front, the fake to Weir. Now Balistridi right up the middle of the 50, to the 45 in Jersey Shore territory at the 44.
Nice job by the Braves up front. There was quite a hole there that time for Balistridi. And, folks, if you don't think there were Jersey Shore players there to make tackles, they were laying on the ground. That's the first time that I've seen the Braves actually knock some people down on the line of scrimmage.
Gain of eight and a first down as Shikalimi gets a big one here with 6:12 to go in a quickly moving third quarter. Jersey Shore leading this one 7-0 as Shikalimi trying to chip away at the undefeated Bulldogs. Here comes Weir to the far side now. Balistridi, the give to Simcoe. Simcoe spins off a tackle, keeps the Pistons moving, somehow stay on his feet for a gain of two when it looked like he was going to be down on his tuchus.
Well, Gabe Packer again in there with number 25. We've been calling Quincy Myers' names quite a bit, and not much, not even a yard on the play.
Well, I thought he was going to get two, but you're right. They did give him a left foot spot there instead of the right foot. And it becomes a two-yard gain as the clock winds with 5:28 to go. Four receivers, shotgun formation, second and nine from the Jersey Shore 44. Balistridi looking, trying to find a hole. Now he goes right up the gut, and he comes up with maybe a half a yard. So it'll be third down and nine, as there was really not much there. But you know what? You got to think that this might be setting up something to go downfield if they can start getting those corners to cheat in a little bit, Chief.
Yeah, it's, but then the thing is, if he gets enough time to throw the ball.
Well,
and Jersey Shore brought just about everybody, all the linebackers in that time. And, again, it's so tough with all those guys within the tackles of, just so many people in that box.
Third down and nine at the 43-yard line. Weir coming across the middle to the short side of the field. Balistridi with it. They're going to give it to him again. Balistridi will lean ahead and come up to the 40-yard line. And that'll bring up a fourth down and six. And you would think that this is probably going to be a situation where they're going to have to punt. Yeah, I was going to say punt, but then Coach Kizer was looking at that one a little bit longer. And I thought he was going to pull out the gambling chips there, but he does not.
Well, it's a smart move, I think, Kevin.
I agree. Anderson to the far side, Dugan to the near side as Giddens has a chance to pin Jersey Shore deep. Punting this ball from about his own 50. Good snap, gets it away, angles it to the near side. It hits at the 15, down to the 10. Jersey Shore had to pick that one up because it hit a player. It hit Peacock, and he had to pick it up at about the 9-yard line, and at the 8 is where they'll spot him down.
Kevin, you know, I talk about Fitzgerald, you know, always down. He not only is down there to make the plays on the punts, he's the long snapper, you know.
By the way, that's two inside the 20 for Gittins here tonight.
Yeah, John has done a stellar job, as he always does, okay, punting the ball for the Braves.
That might have been close to a 40-yarder, too, from where he punted it. Oh, hard count by Jersey Shore. Almost drew Shikalimi offside. Hand off right to number 7, Cam Allison. Allison will come up with a quick 3 or 4 yards. Actually, maybe even 5. Wow. He was quickly into that hole off the left side.
I saw Luke Snyder in on the tackle, but there were a couple of other players that that helped on that one. That's a 6 or 7 yard gain, Kevin.
Weary under center again. It'll be 4 is what they'll give him according to the scoreboard. Back to pass, Weary fires it to the near side. That is complete, actually the far side, complete to Hess. Hess tackled immediately by Marshall, but I'll tell you what, that was not far from going the other way. And Balestrini on the tackle instead of Marshall. Correction. 9 instead of 2.
I know with your eyesight that 9 looks like a 2, especially when we're 150 yards away, but that was a sure tackle that time by
Marshall's a little bit taller. You'd think I'd know the difference. Here comes the pitch to the near side. Allison tries to get out. He can't get there.
Well, Colton Simcoe.
Down by Simcoe.
Simcoe did a fantastic job of fending off the block. And then what really helped was Luke Snyder was right on the runner's tail, too. And Colton brings him down.
Loss of 2 back to the 18-yard line, actually. It'll be 2nd down and 12. 2 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jersey Shore looking at the sideline for the play. Now they'll come to the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 12. 7-0 Jersey Shore, 2:25 to go in the third. Handoff, Allison, right side, has room. Bulls over a tackler and gets back to the line of original line of scrimmage plus 1. So give him a gain of 3 to the 21. Yep.
Davis Marshall, Weir, along with Curtis Raker in on that tackle, Kevin. 3rd and 9 here, Kevin. Another big play for the Braves defense.
It is indeed a big play.
And a big play for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs offense.
Still looking for that Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Like to have it to be in Shikalimi's favor. Back to pass. Weary. Plenty of time. Near side. Outside to Anderson.
That's
Anderson
a hold.
Anderson gets and a flag coming on a hold on a downfield block by the receiver, number 23, Dalton Dugan, and that is another one of those Jersey Shore mistakes tonight that we did not see them make in week 2.
It was a great pass pattern, and when number 23 came inside Dugan to get in front of John Pfeiffer, that left that wide open. He made his catch, but then when Pfeiffer went to get around him to go get the ball, the receiver, he just bear hugged him. That was a really easy.
Wow.
Easy call.
That is a big, big, big holding call.
So is it a first down?
Well, the play was down at – now it's got to be it's a spot foul. So it's got to go from
yards.
Where the play went. And then if the play is shorter than the flag, it's got to be from the play line. And that's where they're marking it back. And it is going to be very close to being a first down. I think it's going to be 3rd and about a yard and a yard and a half. Because remember, if the play didn't go as far as the penalty, it goes from the play spot,
right.
And that's what happened there. If it went from the penalty, it would have been a first down.
Yes.
But the play did not get that far. And Jersey Shore has to make a switch. They're making a switch at quarterback. Weary is coming out. This is going to be a Wildcat formation now.
Timeout.
And they're going to have to take a timeout. As Allison was in, they were trying to get players swapped in and out. Brady Jordan was coming in. And that just did not work. And, again, you mentioned Coach Hort. One of his favorite comments is every time you try and trick the other team, you end up tricking yourself.
Yeah. Kevin, I have no idea why Weary was out of the game. I'm not sure.
Well, he was coming out because Allison was going to be in the Wildcat position.
Oh, gotcha.
So Allison was in the wildcat position from the running from his tailback slot, and then they were trying to get in the game Brady Jordan, the sophomore receiver, who, by the way, last time out had 9 catches for 74 yards and a touchdown. And I don't know that I've seen him in the game very much here.
Yeah, I don't remember either, Kevin. You know, with a minute 34 here to go in the third quarter, this quarter has basically blown right by. And I think the main reason is the fact that a lot of the plays have been on the ground, and the Braves have controlled the offense several times.
Our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Central Mountain now has gotten the lead over Selins Grove, 7-6 in the fourth. That game on Eagle 107. Third down and one. Shotgun formation for Weary. Sidecar right. Hard count for Weary. He'll take the direct snap. He'll have the first down. He's got more running room there. He gets down to the 40-yard line, and they'll spot him at the 42. It'll be a gain of about 10 when he only needed about one.
It looked like the Braves had that well defense, but the Jersey Shore did a nice job of blocking up front, and they took the linebackers out of the play. So that basically, with the down lineman on the inside offensive lineman for Jersey Shore, didn't leave a lot of room outside.
Jordan in motion. It's Weary on the option. He's going to keep it himself. He goes up the middle. Simcoe makes the tackle, but not before a big gain of about 8 and a second down and 2 from the midfield stripe.
Well,
to the line.
He really did a nice job of making Schaefer Knights make a decision. And Schaefer Knights reached, and he stepped inside and picked up big yardage there, Kevin.
Under a minute remaining in the third quarter, Jersey Shore still leading it on a 38-yard Owen Anderson touchdown reception in the first quarter. They'll send 4 receivers in the middle of the field, moving right to left. Weary, the quarterback, sends a man in motion to the near side. It's Peacock. It's going to be a handoff to Allison. Allison drags a tackler from behind and still gets the first down.
Again,
wow, what effort.
Again, Knights had him in the backfield, and he just ran right through the tackle. So right now, you know, the Bulldogs doing a nice job of running hard, okay? The Braves are getting in position to make the tackles, but they've been running through the Braves' arms.
Tight 4 receivers set. Play fake. It's going to be Weary himself. Weary across the edge and is tripped up. Boy, barely tripping him up and turning him inside that time was Davis Marshall.
Shades of the quarterback last year, Mr. Lorson.
He did a lot of that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. All right.
Let's see. Are they going to try and get one more play off, or are they going to let the clock expire here with 10 seconds remaining? I would say this one is probably going to let them. Yeah, they're going to let this one go down. So at the end of 3 quarters of football, it is Jersey Shore 7, Shikellamy nothing. You're listening to Braves Football on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Last night, at the end of practice, Coach Kizer brought the team together and told them the story about a hockey team in New York State in 1980 that surprised the world. Many of us know that as the Miracle on Ice. Coach Hoover came in and reminded this team of what happened 5 or 6 years ago against what was the number 2 team in the country, the number 2 team in the state at that time in Loyal Sock, and Shikellamy shocked the state. They said they'd like to see that happen again tonight. And I said I would channel my Al Michaels if they could pull that off here tonight. Shotgun formation for Weary, 7-0, Jersey Shore leading. Up the middle, Weary tries to go. He's got a man on it. He's going to go down.
Curtis Raker with a big sack. All right, it wasn't a pass play, it was a running play, but Curtis was pulling down the quarterback.
But it was illegal motion because they didn't have 2 backs in motion
exactly.
At the same time.
Exactly.
I did not get into that part of it.
And it's hard for people not to see what's going on out there, because the fans are so close to the field.
And there's not many Shikellamy fans, but they are letting their voices be heard tonight. Weary on a third down and nine. Back to pass. Pressure's coming. He's going to fire it out to Anderson. Anderson is hit and dropped immediately at the 30, I think, at the 40-yard line. It'll be fourth down and about three or four.
Three or four. You're right, Kevin. And
if I'm Jersey Shore, I'm going to try and put Shikellamy deep and say, listen, your offense really hasn't done anything tonight, and we're not afraid of it, so we're going to go ahead and punt it to you.
15 in punting, Kevin. That would be Owen Anderson, who also is a very good runner.
He's averaged 33 yards a punt. Pfeiffer back deep, and they are going to punt it away. Anderson's sidewinding punt. Hits at about the 10-yard line, and it will go out of bounds at about the 5, and a very good Anderson punt inside the 20 gives Shikellamy the football at their own 5-yard line.
Well, Kevin, Curtis Raker's sack, loss for when he sacked the quarterback, big play there because they had momentum. Jersey Shore had momentum. They picked up a couple of first downs, especially with the quarterback running the ball, they held them again. This time, unfortunately, they are very deep in their own territory.
Still waiting for that Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll have that for you in the post game. Welcoming those of you just tuning in on WKOK or online at WKOK.com. 10:44 to go in the final stanza. A 7-0 Shikellamy lead, but I think there is going to be illegal motion against the Braves this time. Oh, false start. They've missed three other ones. So
Drew Balestrini actually came up towards the center, and then he threw the flag. So obviously somebody must have moved.
Yeah. Like I said.
Time to get the binoculars.
Few others here tonight on that, but that one got seen. It'll be a 2-yard penalty as it's half the distance to the goal. 2.5 yards to be exact. Braves will send Fitzgerald and Pfeiffer to the near side. Marshall to the wide side, along with Weir, and this is a run up the middle. Looked like Balestrini tried to get that one for a gain of nothing.
That tackle that time was Lee Springman. Okay.
So no gain on the play. 7-0 Jersey Shore with second down and 12 from the 3-yard line. And this time, instead of Marshall bringing in the play, it's going to be Pfeiffer bringing in the play. From Coach Kizer, coming from likely Coach Kizer or Coach Coombe up here in the booth. Shotgun formation, sidecar left for Balestrini. He's going to let the play clock wind down. There's three on the play clock. He gets it away. Back to pass. Looking at the slant to Fitzgerald, and it was almost intercepted as he threw it just a whisker ahead of Fitz, and Anderson had a chance to pick it.
Yeah, that ball needs to be spot on, okay, and he led him a little too far.
And if it is spot on, it could be a 20-yard gain.
It would be a first down, and that's what they would need right here to get themselves out of this deep hole.
Well, I'll tell you what worries you a lot here is this ball at the 3-yard line. If they don't get any yards here, that gives Gittins almost no full room to punt the ball, and he likes to angle it, so he likes to almost half rugby it. And you need room to be able to do that. Balestrini now looks over the defense, points out the linebacker in the middle. Back to pass. He's in his own end zone. The pass is tipped and incomplete. 9:52 remaining and a fourth down on the incomplete pass. Three Bulldogs in the end zone. Balestrini tried to get it out to anybody he could find in a white jersey. And not only was that one tipped almost to safety, but it could have been a pick six.
Yeah. I think it was 56, Eddie Woodring, that was putting the pressure on him. But there was they put a lot of people in the line of scrimmage that time. They made their 5-2 look almost like a six-man front.
Gittins again, second time tonight, with his back at the end zone, and he has to roll out of the end zone on the high snap. It's a safety. The high snap put it right on the head of Gittins, and Gittins had to go backwards, and his feet went on the end line, and it's two for the Bulldogs.
You know, it's always something unexpected that kills your momentum. And those 2 points and now having to kick Jersey Shore from your own 20 is a great momentum killer.
Absolutely is. That's been the only point since 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter play. So with 9:49 remaining in the game, it is Jersey Shore 9 and Chicoutimi nothing. And as I said, they've had two of those plays where Gittins' feet were right on the end line, and that high snap, just Gittins not quite tall enough to be able to pull that one in and stay in bounds. His momentum carried him right out of bounds, and Jersey Shore not only will get the two, but the ball.
And again, give Jersey Shore credit. They punted a great punt to get the ball inside the 10-yard line, and then they held them.
Now, normally you would see teams punting the ball, but in high school, usually because of the tee and the elevated tee that you have, it sometimes is better to kick it as a kickoff instead of a punt. And that's exactly what Chicoutimi will do, as Gittins will set up on his own hash mark at the 20-yard line.
Well, the Braves, good coverage on the kickoff.
Anderson and Allison back deep. Those guys are quick. Good kick. Allison will take it at the 35-yard line. Come to the middle of the field to the 40, to the 45, and is dropped at the 47-yard line. First and 10 for the Bulldogs from there with 9:43 to go here in the game.
Yeah, again, Snyder in on the tackle. Luke Snyder along with Duncan Weir, Kevin. But, again, to give Jersey Shore some pretty good field position around midfield.
First and 10 at the 48-yard line of Jersey Shore, and the Bulldogs have had some really good field position in this game. They'll send one receiver to the near side. Actually, they're going to send two. It's going to be four quicks. Shotgun formation, Weary. He will take the direct snap, roll out to the far side, pump fake, looking long down the field. He's throwing it to the middle. Nobody's there. Pfeiffer couldn't quite get to it. Caden Hess was the nearest Bulldog there, but Pfeiffer had a step or two on him, and that one was about a step or two away from being picked off.
John did a nice job of not letting him get behind him that time, and he got some help by Balestrini, who it's amazing. Balestrini is the left corner, and he was all the way over there helping John Pfeiffer. So good defense by John that time.
Weary now on second down and 10 from the Jersey Shore 48. Back to pass. Has time. Plenty of time. Rolling now to the near side as the pressure breaks down. He's going to run to the 50, to the 45. Met and dropped with a textbook tackle by Marshall, but not before a gain of about 9 or 10, and it is going to be 10 and a first down.
You know, at first I was a little surprised that they're coming out trying to go long, but, you know, they have a 9-0 lead now.
And actually, wait a minute. That might not be a first down. The far official said move the chains. And now they will move the chains. 9:26 remaining here in the game. 9-0 Jersey Shore after the safety. Man in motion. That's going to be Peacock. Peacock in the backfield in trouble.
Wow.
And he's going to roll out of it. He's going to break it free to the 40-yard line.
That was out and out holding.
Wow.
On the line on the Chicoutimi linebacker. By the back in that side, Kevin.
All I can say to you, Chief, is...
It happened right here.
All I can say is...
Right here in front of us.
Great googly moogly. Whew. In motion, it's going to be Anderson to the near side. He's going to get the ball in full sprint. He's going to meet a guy head up, break over the tackle, still pull ahead. They're trying to strip the ball away, and again, the officials let this one go too long.
I have no idea what these guys are doing. You know, people get hurt. All right, when you got a rugby scrum going on down there in that situation.
Gain of about 9, or actually, I'm going to correct that, gain of about 5, third down and 1. Jersey Shore switching some players around, and they don't have a play in yet. Clock winding in the game on the play clock with 15 now. They'll come right to the line of scrimmage. They usually don't run that many seconds off the clock. And will it be a dive play? And a good, they got the Braves to jump, but Jersey Shore jumped first.
You never know.
Well, I was, that's why I paused.
You never know what they're going to say.
That's why I paused.
And now we do have illegal
that's
procedure.
That's exactly why I paused, because running through my head was, I've seen some strange things tonight that I haven't seen the way the striped shirts have seen it. I'll put it that way. Third down and six from the 37-yard line. Clock winding with 8:05 to go and a 9-0 Jersey Shore lead.
Don't you think Jersey Shore's coach wants this game to be over? That's why
desperately.
He's, you know.
Coach Gravish is like, I want to get out of here. Tight formation, back to pass, Weary. Pressure's coming, and he goes down! He's sacked by
number two.
That's Davis Marshall on a blindside hit.
And that's fourth down, Kevin.
It is indeed fourth down, and a loss of seven will bring up fourth down, actually a loss of eight, fourth down and nine, and Owens into punt.
Kevin, you think about that, how big that safety is right now.
That could be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game.
Because
it could be the difference.
Yes.
And Jersey Shore short a player. They're going to have to take a timeout. That'll be their second timeout of the half. They will have one timeout remaining for the next 7 minutes and 23 seconds in this game. That is another big moment right there.
Well, again, not playing last week. And probably
a lot of rust. You've seen a lot of rust. I agree with that.
But I think the main thing is the fact that the Braves have slowed down their fast-paced,
the tempo,
no huddle offense.
Yeah.
So the tempo is not what it was a couple of weeks ago down in Sunbury.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Coming up on Sunday, the Ravens head north on I-95 to meet the Eagles at the Link. The pregame at noon. Kickoff is at 1 with Merrill and Mike. And again, an AFC North showdown with the Browns and the Steelers. Coverage beginning at 11 on 100.9 The Valley. Punting situation, a high snap controlled by Anderson. Anderson will get it away. And that time, Pfeiffer will let it roll. It will roll inside the 5, down to the 2. And it will be laid down on at the 2-yard line.
I'm going to tell you right now, I coached a lot of years with Joe Robsock. And Joe was a great, great backfield coach. And you got to catch that. You know, you got to fair catch it. It's outside of the 10-yard line, especially in high school football, and he could have, all right? And instead, now you're going to have the ball inside the 5.
So the safety right now, the big looming difference in the game, but it is 9-0, Jersey Shore with 7:14 left.
Right now, I would say the Jersey Shore punter is the backbreaker, smoking damn backbreaker player.
Yeah, he actually set up that safety.
He's setting things up pretty good here too, Kevin.
Absolutely. Balestrini under center this time. Whoa. He'll give it to Simcoe. Simcoe met immediately, stood up, and then leaned ahead for maybe a 0.25 yards.
That was a great tackle. I'm trying to see. It wasn't 15. It might have been 44 again, which would have been Hayden Packer.
And our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week is now in the books. And we'll give you that score here in just a moment. As a matter of fact, it looks like we might have time to give it to you right now before this play. It is 9-7 Central Mountain. Or excuse me, Sealands Grove, correction. Dive or a give right up the middle, actually a keeper up the middle by Balestrini. Maybe about 2 yards. We're up third down and 7, so I'm going to correct that. I tried to get it in quick, and then I messed it up. Sealands Grove on our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Defeats Central Mountain, comes from behind after trailing it a little bit with a 9-7.
7-6 they were losing. It must have kicked a field
goal. Kicked
a
field goal to make it 9-7. And that is our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. Here with 6 minutes to go in Jersey Shore, it's 9-0. Shikellamy leading it, or excuse me, Jersey Shore leading it. Shikellamy with the ball with 3rd and 8 now. And a counterplay off the right side. Running room for Gage Wolf. Wolf may be close to the first down marker. He might be about a yard short, if that.
Yeah, counter.
Wow.
Counter came back from left to right, and Gage, he got slowed down at the line of scrimmage. Boy, they're right on,
on it. You know what? This is one of those situations where you almost want to give it a shot. But coming in as Gittens. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're punting the ball.
No, Balestrini's also in there, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
they reset. They don't have the play clock going yet, so they have some extra time if they want to go for it.
That's what they're going to do. Now the play clock's running.
The officials did not wind the clock, so the Braves got a couple extra seconds to think about this, and they're going for it on fourth down. It's a first down. Correct that.
They gave him first
they
down.
They did give him the first down and then reset the play clock.
Wow, now they reset the play clock again.
And I can't see it down there. That's the problem. I couldn't see the ball marker. So the Braves did get the first down after all. 5:25 to go here in the game. Balestrini under center. He will hand the ball off right side and room there for Semcoe. And Semcoe will be spun down after a gain of 7.
Good job by Colton. He hit the hole really hard. And when people were holding, he just kept those legs churning, and he picks up big yardage.
But the clock is winding now with 5 minutes to go, and the Braves are down 2 scores. Balestrini will break the huddle, send Pfeiffer to the near side. Backs are split. Balestrini under center here on this 2nd and 4. He'll hand it off. Right side, no room for Wolf at all this time. He got immediately decked.
Yeah, that was the same counter play they ran for the first down, and that time Jersey Shore's defense was all over it.
Well, Selinsgrove with a win tonight. Makes them wonder where they're going to go next week in the first round of the playoffs. And Jersey Shore may not be able to, if Shikellamy can come back and win this one, may not be the number one seed. We'll see how that pans out. All depends on percentages and numbers. 4:03 to go with 3 on the play clock. Balestrini back to pass. He's got to roll out to the far side. He's going to try and get one away. He rips one off and can't quite get it down far enough as he had a man draped all over his back and a very late flag now coming.
That's got to be...
roughing?
I don't know, Kevin. No, there's...
Well, Balestrini went down.
And so did number... Balestrini was down and so was another one.
Let's see. It is intentional grounding.
Yeah.
Against Balestrini. Now, he did have Marshall in the vicinity within about 7 yards of that pass. I don't know. That's a judgment call and a very tough judgment call to me to make.
And you know that ball is going to move it down to the one-yard line?
Did Marshall have – I mean, let's be honest here. Did Marshall have a chance to catch that ball? No. Was he in a halo vicinity? Yeah, that's a little iffy. But, again, it is a penalty and a loss of down.
Wow, Johnny Gittin's only about 9 yards from the center
and
right now.
This is actually closer, I think, than the last time when it was a safety. So Gittin's, again, if they can get the snap away right, that's a good snap. And he's going to go, he's going to rugby it, almost ran it, and then punted it really late. And then it's down by Balestrini at the 22-yard line with 3:46 to go and a 9-0 lead for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. The Braves have been over 8 quarters now without a score.
I would say that both teams have played extremely hard tonight.
Listen, there's been effort all over this field.
I would give that
no question.
I would give both teams A's.
Absolutely.
I would not give the officials A's tonight, Kevin.
Also, I would agree with that. I would go a little lower on the alphabet
scale.
Yes. And this time it is going to be Weary, the quarterback, and a flag is going to fly as Allison gets it, but this one's coming back as it looks like there is a
motion play
penalty.
And they ran a counter that time.
I think one of the receivers might have gotten a little bit of a head start on the downfield block.
They saw that one this time.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'm going to say what I probably shouldn't, but he was right smack in front of the official, so the side judge had to see that one.
I'm sure Jersey Shore would like to pump another touchdown to make it 16-0. But, wow. You can't say enough about what the Braves did tonight, especially on defense.
3:43 to go here in the game. 9-0. Jersey Shore with the ball. Swing pass to Anderson to the near side. He's going to draw a huge crowd. Marshall missed him, and then he gets drugged down by Isaac Schaefer Knights. And that might get it back to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe just Actually, he only might have gotten a yard or two on that. Wow. It looks, my angle is terrible, but it looks like he's got about 5 or 6 yards, and he only has one.
Well, he caught that ball pretty deep in the backfield, Kevin. So, you know, and they were on him right away. And even after he spun, you know, it took a while for him to get going.
Jersey Shore coming to the line. Second and 14 at the Shikellamy 26-yard line.
That's just,
here comes that swing pass over to the far side. And he has his man.
Nice
and
tackle.
An open field tackle and a nice one there on Dugan. Brings
Simcoe.
Him down. Is it Simcoe again?
I think it's Simcoe that was out there and did that, made that tackle. Yeah, it was. Colton Simcoe with the tackle.
Third down and 9, now at the 22-yard line. Clock winding with 2:40 to go. Remember, Jersey Shore with one timeout. Shikellamy now with 2 timeouts left. And it is a 9-point two-score game. The Braves need a stop here most definitely. Shotgun, Weary, coming out to the near side. Has some time. Looks downfield. It is complete. I think he made the catch right on the grass for the first down, and it looks like Cooper Peacock does make the catch. That was a really nice catch and a pass that was thrown in really the only place it could be completed. Braves had some good coverage there, too.
They sure did. You know, Kevin, right now the Jersey Shore coaches are managing the time on the clock here. If they get a score, they get a score. If they don't, you know.
Weaver rolling out to the near side. He's going to throw it. Intercepted! No, he couldn't hang on at the 1 yard line. It looked like a beautiful sliding catch by Fitzgerald, and the official says no, he traps it.
Oh, boy.
Again, tough angle for me to see, but it sure looked good from the distance that I am. But then again, I have rose-colored glasses.
The reaction of everybody in the press box and also down on the sidelines, it looked like an interception to them too. So
second down and 9, ball at the 9. So it is second and goal as the ball's inside the 10. Rolling out to the far side, throwing a pass over there, incomplete. Decent coverage there by Pfeiffer. They were trying to get it to the outside to Dugan, and that time it was just a little further outside than Weary wanted that pass.
Well, Brandon Weary also got to meet Duncan Weir up close and personal as soon as he delivered the ball.
I'll tell you what, he's taking some shots here in the second half, right between the 1 and 7 in
you know,
his back.
That's something I wanted to say. Usually you come up here, it's a very physical game, and we come out of it sore. Well, I think Jersey Shore is going to come out of this with some bumps and bruises too.
They're going to be sore. 9-0 with a minute 53 to go. Third down and goal from the 9. Shotgun for Weary. Sidecar right. Back to pass. Looked like, again, the running back was too early. That pass is complete right at the goal line, and about a yard short of going in is Dugan. But again, that time Cam Allison takes a step forward and gets away with it again. So now you're looking at 4th down and 1. 4th and goal from the 1. Correction. Clock winding with a minute 30 to go. Braves trying to keep them out of the end zone to make this a single-digit Bulldog game. Under center, Weary. They go tight bunch, and they give it to the big fullback, and that's going to be Packer, and Packer is in for the touchdown. So that'll make it 15-0 as Packer punches it in from 1 yard out on his only carry of the game, I believe.
Kevin, you know, you got to look at the Braves' defense. It wasn't because they have given up so much. They've had the last 3 times Jersey Shore has had the ball, they've had a short yardage situation. You know, they just have, and the Braves have done a stellar job.
Allison in to kick the extra point, missed a field goal earlier. That extra point drifts to the right upright, but inside the right upright and good, making it 16-0 with a minute 18 to go. 2 timeouts for the Braves. And if nothing else, the Braves would like to get out of this one with some points on the board and end this scoreless skid.
Well, they certainly have impressed me from last week to this week, Kevin.
Let's take a quick rundown of the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships out-of-town scoreboard. All finals, the way it looks right now. Selins Grove comes from behind to defeat Central Mountain 9-7. Southern Columbia 42, Lewisburg 7. It is Midwest 31, Hughesville 20. Still in the fourth quarter, Mifflinburg 42, Warrior Run 14. Danville 46, Bloomsburg nothing. Some late fourth quarter games, Montgomery 36, and Wyalusing 19. Central, make that Line Mountain 47, Northwest 20, Towanda 38, and CMVT 8. That is also in the fourth quarter. And speaking at the end of the fourth quarter, we'll have the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Pfeiffer back deep to the near side. One to the far side. Appears to be number, actually, oh, and getting a, that time not being able to get away with a knee on the ground is Chase Morgan, the other returner. If that earlier in the game, I think we saw that happen. But the official that time said, no, I saw the knee that time.
And well, that was the first kickoff.
Yes.
And so we have the last kickoff. So they had 48 minutes to
get it right.
Make sure they get it right.
A minute
seven. We're going to get fired, aren't we, Kevin? Well, the PIAA is going to come down on us hard.
Listen, I will say this. If anybody from the PIAA would happen to call, watch the film. You'll understand why that we're actually being kind. All right? I'll put it that way, and I'll leave it there. Watch the film. Under center is Balestrini. He's going to send a man in motion, and that's Wolf. Balestrini will hand the ball off on a near side stretch play. He'll almost lose the ball to Simcoe. Simcoe will push the pile for 10, for 15, and now get to about 17 yards before they finally drag him down.
You know, Colton's our fullback, and that's basically a standard fullback play off the left side where you've got the halfback leading up in, and he did a nice job of holding on that ball and keeping those legs driving and taking people with him, Kevin.
Under a minute remaining and a 16-0 game for Jersey Shore. Braves still have not scored against the Bulldogs here in the two games that they have played against Jersey Shore. Man in motion again is Wolf. Balestrini will hand it off. Same play again, opposite side, but not as successful as Simcoe is ripped down by Gabe Packer, the leading tackler on this team from his linebacker spot. And the Braves will have one more play as Pfeiffer brings it in here, and the clock winding down with 25 to go. But again, a very good defensive effort for the Shikellamy Braves tonight. The offense showed some opportunities in a couple of plays. If they could hit some of those pass plays and some of those quick little slants, this would be a lot different game. Balestrini under center. He's going to take a five-step drop. Pressure's coming, rolling out to the near side. He's going to lob one down for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer goes up for it. It is tipped and incomplete.
Game
there
ball
on the coverage for the Bulldogs. Owen Anderson tips it incomplete, and that will do it for this one. Jersey Shore with a safety and a late score to make it look a lot different. 16-0, the win over the Braves. Wrapping it up next on WKOK and on WKOK.com.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Wow, what a year, huh? Life has changed for everybody, but what if this was a year that really changed your life for the better? It can be, and it begins at Lackawanna College Sunbury Center. We can help you get the education you need for the future you want right here close to home. At Lackawanna, you can choose from a variety of degree programs in fields where your skills will be in demand. An associate degree, or pursue your bachelor's. Lackawanna is the smart place to start. They say hindsight is 20/20. Look back on 2020 as the year you made it happen. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
I'm Art Thomas, president of Diversified Construction. Bathroom modifications, outside ramps and vertical platform lifts, stair glides and door widenings are some of the construction services we provide. Our certified agent-in-place specialist can meet with your family to discuss projects that keep people living where they want to be. Don't wait for a crisis situation. Diversified Construction can help keep you safe at home. Visit our website, check out our Facebook page, and call us today for a free site visit and consultation. Diversified Construction, proud to be the consumer's choice.
Well, at the Service Electric halftime report, it was 7-0 Jersey Shore with a 38-yard touchdown catch by Owen Anderson, the difference in the ball game. And then with about 4 minutes remaining in the game, the Braves were pinned back at their own inside 5-yard line, about the 3-yard line. A high snap made Gittens go up, ended up with his momentum carrying him out of the across the end line for a safety, and then Jersey Shore was able to punch in a late score with just under 2 minutes remaining, and on the hands of their fullback Hayden Packer, who picks up his fourth touchdown of the season on what I think was his only carry of the night, a 1 yard touchdown run, and Jersey Shore survives in this game for their fifth win of the season against Shikellamy by a score of 16-0, a far cry from the 53-0 game we saw in week two, Chief.
Yeah, this is the best game Shikellamy has played against Jersey Shore in the last 4 years.
I agree with that.
And Shikellamy ends up playing them two times a year usually.
Usually in the regular season.
In regular season and then usually in the playoffs. But again, hats off to Coach Kaiser and his staff. They definitely were mentally prepared. They were physically prepared tonight. They were in much better shape. They did a nice job of stopping Jersey Shore's rhythm. And again, the defense, if it weren't for the fact that the offense, you know, it was pinned down and Jersey Shore started with short fields in that fourth quarter, this game probably would have ended 7-0.
Well, I'll tell you, this game had a lot of opportunities for Shikellamy to get a Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game, but unfortunately, I think they got it, just not for the right reason.
Yeah, the Braves, by the safety basically, like you told me, made it a two-score game. And at that late in the game, that was tough. Even if the Braves would have scored and had a two-point conversion, it would have been 9-8.
It still was not going to be enough. And that, you know, the Braves were in this game for a long, long time. You know, that touchdown came in. The Anderson, a 38-yard touchdown reception happened with 4 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter, and the Braves kept it a 7-0 game till almost the 4 minute mark of the fourth quarter when the safety happened, and that becomes our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center and Workplace Injury Institute, offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. And go to WKOK.com, WKOK.com and the WKOK Facebook page. I want to thank Dr. Michael Dunnigan and the folks at Shamokin Dam Health Center for allowing Matt Cotrillo to take a trip to the roof, where you can see the other two stacks from the old Sunbury plant come down. A lot of people said in Danville they felt that. Bloomsburg.
At my house, the back door was open, and it shook the back door. It shook my house, and I'm 4.5 miles, you know, east across the river from it.
There were people on Facebook that said they felt the vibrations in Danville, and I had a couple of people I heard in Bloomsburg actually said, and they actually heard it in Danville as well.
I heard it too.
You would hear it. You're not that far away.
Yeah, but I was half asleep.
Oh, is that the thing? Okay. So again, a great defensive performance by the Braves. Unfortunately, not able to come up with the win here tonight at Jersey Shore. Let's take a quick look as we get ready to wrap things up here on the post game. Most of the games should be finals now. As a matter of fact, everything on our scoreboard at WKOK.com is now a final. It was Selins Grove defeating Central Mountain 9-7, getting some revenge for earlier in the year. But, boy, both those games were close games.
Yeah, they think
a
about
field goal to win it is what 16, I looked like.
26 points scored in both games.
Southern Columbia with a 42-7 win over Lewisburg tonight on 100.9 The Valley. Elsewhere, it was Midwest 31, Hughesville 20, Mifflinburg 49, Warrior Run 14, Danville 46, Bloomsburg nothing. They'll keep the trophy of that rivalry game. Mount Carmel, of course, forfeiting to Central Columbia tonight. Line Mountain 47, Northwest 20, Montgomery 43, Wyalusing 19, Towanda 45, and Columbia Montorvo Tech 8. Tomorrow morning, it'll be Shamokin and Milton. The next opponent for the Braves will be Milton. 1 week from tonight at Shikellamy Stadium. Saturday night, it'll be Muncie at Canton, South Williamsport at Athens, and Montoursville, Loyal Sock, the battle for the bridge, just out the road here a little bit on Route 15, 220, and that sort of area. Again, 16-0, the win for Jersey Shore here tonight to put the Bulldogs now at a perfect 5-0. They will go into the semifinals next week. Depending on how the points go, it's very interesting because you have Shamokin with a game tomorrow night, going in at 3-2 right now. Selins Grove is 3-3. Mifflinburg is 3-3. So, depending on how the numbers and how the power points go, I would think everything will stay the same. I think the win for Selins Grove over Central Mountain will be worth more than Mifflinburg's win. And if everything stays the same, that would probably mean that Selins Grove would travel to Shamokin and Kent Memorial Stadium. That's assuming Shamokin wins tomorrow. If they don't win, Selins Grove would actually host. And then Jersey Shore will host Mifflinburg the way it looks here tonight in the 4A. And, again, because we're playing an eight-week season and the playoffs are week 7 and 8, if you're not in the playoffs, you can continue to play. So it will likely be Shikellamy and Milton next week, as the way it was on the schedule. And depending on what happens in the AAA division, will depend on what happens with the Loyal Sock game on week 8 at Shikellamy. If Loyal Sock is in the finals, then Shikellamy would have to do something different. If they are not in the 4A final, then they would play Loyal Sock. So let's take a rundown of some of the numbers. We said 21 yards offense in the first half for the Braves. They had 91 in the second half, 91 in the game, 50 overall in the second half. Again, not huge numbers, but better, we'll put it that way. The Braves have Balestrini with 14 carries, 55 yards. Semko with 6 carries for 15 yards, and really those are the only guys that actually had plus carries here tonight. 31 for 57 on the ground. In the air, Balestrini 5 for 19. No interceptions, although he had 2 turnovers last time these two teams met. No turnovers tonight for Balestrini. 5 of 19, 34 yards. 2 of those catches coming from Marshall for 23. Pfeiffer with 2 catches for 14. So the Braves with 91 yards offense, 7 first downs, 4 penalties for 27 yards. But here's the big statistic for me. We talked about the turnovers the last time these two teams met. Neither one had a turnover tonight, although it looked like there was. But that's a whole different topic.
Story, yeah.
that's going to be a topic for another day. On the Jersey Shore side of things, Allison led the way, 18 carries, 76 yards. Anderson with 8 carries for 46. Packer with 4 carries, 5 yards, and a touchdown. I said that was his only carry. It was not. He actually had 4 carries. I don't remember the other 3 carries in the first half, but he did. But I don't doubt Don Leitzel. So if it's on here, it happened.
Exactly.
Weary with 5 carries for 12 yards. That's 39 carries, 138 on the ground. That is not a huge number for this Jersey Shore offense. What is a little bit bigger number is the passing. 13 of 21, 158 yards and a touchdown for Weary. Last time these two teams met, Weary went 12 of 18, 186 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, little bit different there for the Braves defense. That touchdown going to Anderson in that first quarter. Four catches for Anderson for 65 yards, Hess with three for 50, and Dugan with five for 31. The Bulldogs, 296 on the total offense. And again, if you look at last year, last time out, 186 is what they had on the, in the air alone. So 296 overall, 14 first downs, 8 penalties for 67 yards. So that's the numbers the way we have them here in Game 6 for the Braves, who now fall to 1-5 overall. Jersey Shore improving to 5-0 overall. Chief, your thoughts as we wrap things up here from Thompson Street Stadium tonight?
Well, tonight could be the start of the revitalization of the Braves program. With the even though they lost 16-0, it was still what I would call a step forward. You know, how many? I would imagine that the Braves made Jersey Shore punt the most they punted in any game all year long. It was 7-0, 7-0 in Jersey Shore with 4 minutes to go. And basically, I'm not saying that the Braves would have scored, but the safety put the game out of reach.
Yeah.
And it again, the tempo of the game was much slower than it was when we were down in Chickalemme. And the reason being that the Braves did a nice job handling the offense. Even though there's a lot of yardage there, but I still feel that the Braves played an outstanding game on defense.
I agree with you. I mean, this was we saw the start of this last week against Selins Grove with the only points in the first half being the punt return by Brett Ford for a touchdown. Tonight, the first half, the only points we saw was a 37-38-yard reception by Owen Anderson for the touchdown with 4:10 to go in the first quarter, and then nothing. I mean, literally nothing until about 4 minutes to go in this game when they have a nine, they get the safety and then get that last touchdown when the Braves are really trying to strip the ball away and trying to do everything they can to
Braves
get the ball back.
The Braves also had several times when they stopped the Bulldogs on fourth down.
Absolutely. And two turnover on downs tonight.
They played 4 quarters of solid defense.
No question.
So what are we looking at, Kevin? Get the offense going.
Yep. Offense is the next thing that the Braves will need to work on for sure when they take on the Milton Black Panthers. That was the only win of the season to date, a 14-0 win at Milton. The Chief will be back for this game at Chickalemme Stadium. He's looking forward to that one, so we'll have that game coming up for you next Friday night here on WKOK. Once again, our final score, it was Jersey Shore 16 and Chickalemme nothing. The Braves fall to 1-5 on the season. Jersey Shore will be the number one team in Quad A at 5-0 in District 4. Coming up next Saturday, the Nittany Lions are back on the field on WKOK and WKOK.com at Indiana. The tailgate show starts at 2, kickoff at 3:30. That's on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Steelers football on 100.9 The Valley as the Steelers and Browns going at it. Pregame begins at 11, kickoff at 1 with Bill Hillgrove, Tun Chilkin, Craig Wolfley, and Missy Michaels. And then Eagles football on Eagle 107 as the Ravens head north on I-95 to meet the Eagles. I am a huge Eagles fan because they're playing the Ravens this week. Pregame starts at noon, Maryland Mike with a kickoff at 1. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, Don Leisel, I'm Kevin Hur. Thanks for joining us for Braves football on WKOK.